Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Good morning. Nice chilly weather I woke up to this morning. Well, let's see. Yesterday when I was in Kansas City, I woke up to chilly weather. I'm just back in New Orleans this morning, woke up to chilly weather. I hadn't checked the rest of the South, but I best bet it's kind of moved across. It's kind of like, this feels more like fall weather. You're listening to Winning at Life. This is the weekly wrap, live financial talk radio. That's right, financial talk, not weather, but hey, we'll throw in all kind of things.
Yes.
Glad you're with us.
Financial talk means we're not going to be talking about Russia. We're not going to be talking about anyone taking a knee. We're not going to be talking about who said what about who behind someone's back and you're ugly. No, you're ugly. No, you're cute. No, you're better. Financials is what we're focusing on here. And we love helping people. That's one of the highlights of the show. If you go to our YouTube channel, about half of the segments we pulled out are people calling in with some questions. And that's one of the cool things about this job is, you know, like so many other businesses, yeah, this is our livelihood and this is how we put food on the table. But how lucky are we to be able to engage in a process that not only helps us but helps other people at the same time? You know, I'm not saying we're up there with the level of doctors, but, you know, there's just an additional set of satisfaction in your career if you're helping people at the same time. So 504-260-0995. Boy, well, there's a lot of financial news this week, and you really wouldn't know it by watching the news. Yesterday,
Why? Because they're talking about some of those things you said we wouldn't talk about?
Yeah.
It's a lot of that, yeah.
Yeah, well, who's in trouble? No, you colluded with Russia. No, you colluded with Russia. No, you're trying to overthrow our democracy. No, you're trying... Shut up. The GDP came in at 3% yesterday. This is some historic stuff. Now, the previous administration got us above 3% on a couple of quarters, but never annually. And when you take the first quarter of this year, it was 1.7, 1.9. I don't know what the final revision on that was. But then it was followed with second quarter 3.1, third quarter 3.0. No one would have guessed that we'd be scraping the idea of 3% growth in our GDP on the first year of a pro-business president. And what was the number? I was going to say this on last night's show, but we ran out of time, Gregory. The number of economists when the survey was released last December. So this is 2 weeks into December. We already know who won the election, and it's already settled in, and it wasn't going to be overturned, and it wasn't this weird dream. Like, really, he's our president? No, we knew. Out of the 11 economists they surveyed, only one of them predicted that the S&P would be above 2,500 at this point, or within a year. So unless it gets a precipitous drop, but where did we finish yesterday? Are we at 2,600? I mean, the experts are getting some of this wrong. So when it comes out that 3% was passed, that's news. That's when all the experts get it wrong. It's not just good news on its own.
What were you asking about where we finished on what?
Oh, the S&P, 2,581.
Yeah, 2,581. Close.
Only one of the 11 paneled economists surveyed by, it was either Barron's or Wall Street Journal or one of those highfalutin financial papers, said that we'd be above 2,500 in a year. They're all wrong. This is huge news. On top of that, we've had the record closings over and over and over. But the giant financial news as well this week, it was the absolute earnings bonanza from the tech sector. We're learning a lot about how much room Facebook, Google, and Amazon have to grow. You think they're big now? Check back in 5 years, they're going to be bigger.
Absolutely. It's the shift for everything. It's technology is taking hold. Companies will become more efficient than they already are. Those that aren't on board are going to get on board with technology, utilize Google, utilize Facebook, all those companies are going to keep doing well. What's the other? And Amazon is only scratching the surface. But one thing you pointed out yesterday on the Daily Wrap that we do on weeknights at 7 is Google's revenue that they get from the web, basically.
Just from ads, right?
Yeah, just from ads. 90% of all revenue ads goes to Google. So that's more than what all did you combine last night?
If you take the Chinese giants, Baidu and Alibaba, you add in Snap, you add in Instagram, and you add in even gigantic old Facebook. It's bigger than all those combined. And Amazon's in there too, but really Amazon doesn't do that well with their click ads. They just have click ads for things they're selling already. But Google has the system by which their ads show up on websites they don't even own. They have nothing to do with. People just get roped into this network. Yeah, you can put ads on my site and give me a cut of whatever you make. So Google's found the way much better than Facebook or Amazon to get on everyone else's websites. And they've cut out the middleman. You want ads on your website? Well, you don't have to have a sales department. You don't have to have a collection department. You don't have to keep up with the accounting. We'll do all that. We'll place the ads. We'll just give you a cut. And they're killing it with that.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Just shows how everything's shifting. And now you have internet-based companies buying brick and mortar. And that's an example of Amazon and Whole Foods. And then you're seeing firms link up with them. Like, we need strategic relationship with that online firm, because if not, we may get left behind. And that's where you're seeing happen in the pharmaceutical business. You're seeing Walmart team up with internet and vice versa. And it's going across the landscape. And if you're a business person having a business or working for a company that can maybe bring that to the table and make yourself look really good, is thinking outside the box of how you can take advantage of that, or else you guys are going to be left behind.
Now, something else we did this week on the Daily Wrap that deserves a mention is, because this was the 10th anniversary of the market top, the last market top before the Great Recession that popped off in 2008 and then continued into 2009, was in October of 2007. Now, there was a slow walk down before the precipitous drop about a year later. But when you go back and you look on CNNmoney.com about how it was reported that the closing of that last market top, they were completely unaware they were at a market top. They seemed to sound like, well, tomorrow we're going to come in and probably be a little bit more of the same. The next day, probably be a little bit more of the same. And, you know, we'll be doing a little better here in a couple years. And, yeah, there's some couple of companies that are getting hurt because this subprime something or other is happening with subprime. I'm not quite sure what all that's going to be about, but things look pretty good. We could be at a market top right now, and we're just not aware of it. Some of the things were...
Well, you'll always find that out later, but you always have to think about that in consideration. Now, where do I think we're going? Obviously, the Dow. Look, part of this is tied in to Congress and taxes. And yeah, we've heard Trump talking about tax program and all, but he has to have Congress do that. I think we get something, and something is a starting point to improve upon that. But I think we get something, and what does that do for business? Gives them more revenues to spend on expanding and growing their business, adds to earnings for the investors. And earnings, the bottom line is, just like, you know, we've got Apple rallied. Twitter surges to a two-day rally, biggest two-day rally in its history. Now, GE, on the other hand, the old world company, is suffering horribly. Then you have Intel that's moved to a 17-year high on strongest day in more than 3 years. Twitter is surging towards a 13-month high after UBS boosts rating price target. Yet Amazon stock soars into record territory, adding over $45 billion to its market cap. Chevron shares slump. Old world company. Mm-hmm. Once again, Microsoft, Intel earnings keep Dow positive. IMAX shares gain after pre-market. So what's rolling, rocking and rolling? Anything connected to technology moving forward? Old world companies are struggling in the transition to catch up.
I love the two questions, and we're probably going to hear both of them at our live event coming up this week. And number one, are we at a market top? Are we about to have a downturn? And then the cousin of that question is, man, we've seen the market just go up and up and up for the last 6 years, 7 years. Is it too late to get in? You know, if I put some money in there, is it worth the downside risk hoping to catch another, you know, 2%, 5%, maybe if we're lucky a 10% gain? And the math changes on those. The longer a bull market runs, that little window gets shorter and shorter. What would our answer be to that today? Or what would your answer be to that today? Are we at a market top? And is it too late to get in? Should we still be putting money in this market?
Well, to continue on what I was saying after I gave that list, and that's where I was going. We don't know, but the market's not self-aware of where it's at, and it just keeps going. We're trying to put a cap on it. Like, is this it? Any day could be it, but you have to have a number of things go wrong. War, no tax increase, no health care fix. Russia takes over because they fooled everybody. I don't know. You're going to have a whole bunch of crazy stuff happen
Browns
for this thing.
Browns win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So it'd be a crazy world. So what do you have to? You have to be on board to get the gains with an eye towards caution. You know, okay, you're going to break the speed limit. Well, be careful if you're in your car. Oh, what if I make this turn? I shouldn't. Well, look around, make sure everything's safe. And if you have to, make that turn. But you can go forward with caution. And that's what we do from a money management standpoint, because we can't sit idle and like worry and miss another 10% upside or 20% or 30% over the coming years.
This is something we need to tell the gold bugs. They're like, yeah, I've been plowing my money in gold. Look what you've been missing.
That is kind of my point. I'll do some comparison, especially, you know, if that dog won't hunt, what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to keep bringing him. Nah, we might need to get another dog that will hunt. That's okay. Gold might dial that back and get something that's going to make you some money and go forward.
504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
More to winning at life than making a bunch of money. It's also about finding something you love doing. Gregory Ricks here. For me, I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. If you like going fast on anything with wheels, this is the amusement park. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, November 2nd, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. This women's-only event will include a unique dining experience of wine tasting paired with the presented Ruth's Chris menu. In addition to this educational food and wine experience, you will also meet the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all your retirement needs. Reserve your seat today, 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
Caroline or Change opens this weekend at the West Wego Performing Arts Theater. Do something new for a date night. Come see a Broadway hit about 60s Louisiana performed by local talent and experience some real culture. Caroline or Change, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2. For tickets, call 504-885-2000, the JPAS app or jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you'd like to participate in the show, let's talk about what you're doing in retirement. Are you on pace? Do you have an income plan? Do you know where you're going to be 5, 10, 15 years out? have a reasonable idea? Nothing's exact because things change, but do you have that idea?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
My IRA is a Roth. It doesn't perform as well as I'd like it to.
Roth is a tax classification. It's not an investment vehicle. You're not having problems with it because it's a Roth. You're having problems with it because of the investment choices inside of the Roth. You can roll your Roth to another account. The Roth is tax favored, so you're supposed to leave it intact age 59 and a half. So it's not different than any other qualified money. It just has one really awesome benefit is that it grows tax deferred and comes out untaxed and doesn't go on the 1040.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
We keep an eye on your money and update you daily. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Winning at Life. Weekly wrap. We do this every Saturday from 10 to 1. I'm Gregory Ricks, your host, along with James Parker. We like to talk about money. Love the callers, because what we're here to do is help. Give you some direction. Share some ideas. Share some caution. We can talk about your debt. Maybe you should take a look at Zilch Works to help solve some credit card debt buildup. Maybe you should get more efficiency. Maybe some of these strategies you're using on managed money, like certain types of mutual funds, can just kind of be way too expensive. There are ways to reduce that. You might not understand exchange traded funds. And one way I look at that, it's kind of like mutual funds that you can trade at the market, meaning when the market's open, you can buy or sell it. Retirees are those nearing it, or I don't know, you could have a good ways to go, but you know, early on, it's good to think about, are you in the state pension program, which means you're opted out of Social Security? You know, we talk to people a lot that when they're near retirement, they figure out, oh, I'm not going to get Social Security benefits. Oh, my husband's got a pretty good Social Security benefit, or will, but if he dies, I won't get that if I'm taking the state pension. I'm opted out. So if you understand that and have plenty of time, you might want to rethink those decisions. Why? I like multiple sources of income. Even if we're just talking about retirement income, the passive income. You know, maybe you have some rentals, maybe not. Most people won't. But you've got Social Security. You could have a pension, or you build up pension-like money. You've got that 401k. And the Social Security check from both of you in the system. You know, that's things we want to talk about. And if you have questions about, could be, you know, well, do we use annuities? Where should we use annuities? Are all annuities the same? And the answer is absolutely not. So these are kind of topics that we like. Oh, reverse mortgage could be a source of income for you in retirement. Why let all that equity do nothing? And no, your kids don't want your house in most cases anyhow. The phone number is 504-260-0995. If you're sitting at a computer, you can email me, gregory@gregoryricks.com. You can go to site chat at the website, gregoryricks.com. And we have an app. So if you don't have the app, go down load it. Just go to your app store and do a search for Gregory Ricks. And that phone number again is 504-260-0995.
You know, one of the things we're going to talk about at the live event coming up on Thursday, income philosophy, investing philosophy. But there's a lot of little pieces under that. And it's one deals with how to get the inflow. The other deals with how to set up the outflow. And part of the outflow is taxes. And a report that came out at the end of this week that actually had the financial media chatting, but the rest of the, what is this, eighth grade cafeteria media? The gossipy stuff? If you get away from the gossipy stuff, the OMB just reported that the top 20%, the top quintile of earners, pay 95% of the income taxes. The middle class pays a single digit. I mean, obviously, that's about all that's left. How can there possibly be a significant tax cut for anybody but the top income earners?
You're asking why they don't get a cut?
No, I'm just saying they're coming after you. If you're in that top 20% and when everyone's talking about going after the rich or soaking the rich or paying your fair share, they're talking about the top 20% of income earners, which is what's the top 20% these days? Wasn't it like $80,000?
Yeah, we had went over that when, you know, if you're rich or high income or what's the upper class, you know, what's that middle class we talked about? It's like somewhere in the mid 30s to like mid 80,000s, you know, what's the middle class there? And we're talking about friends that we have on both sides that they're talking about. Yeah, we should get a cut in that middle class, and they don't realize they're not in it. You know, that they're making 100,000 a year as a family, or 120, or it could be 98,000, and they're opted out. But, you know, so then, and you have more and more of that, especially people working in technology and stuff like that. Those are higher income type jobs. And where you think, yeah, we're middle class, we live in a regular neighborhood and such. Well, maybe so. And maybe you save a lot, but you still have pretty high income there. And you're likely not to get much help, or might get banged up a little bit depending where the brackets are set. Did they tell us yet?
Still no. Still don't know.
No, and it's still going to be a couple weeks, I think, before that gets out there. But what you have to into the mix, where you were kind of talking about at the event that we're doing this Thursday, last one of the year, is where we're talking about income philosophy and investment philosophy. And you know what? We probably should talk a little bit more about the tax philosophy. Under each area, there's certain things you have to do and understand on income planning and some income rules. And then on the investment side, on buying or selling or who you're working with, need to have investment rules. And then you've got to talk about risk. What are those rules and risk? Are you just going to go with the flow, and when it does correct, it's all fine? And I don't think it is. And then on the tax side, you have to have a tax philosophy. You can't break any laws. You don't want to operate in a gray area, and you don't want the IRS to come hunting money 5 years from now about last year. But with that said, you need to have an understanding of how things are structured and how things are taxed, and make sure you utilize what the code allows you to.
Yeah, there's plenty of legal black and white things we can do in the code to save you that money. But when you're seeing people get swept up and, you know, so-and-so's not paying their fair share, or this is just a tax cut for millionaires and billionaires, well, yeah, it's a tax cut for millionaires and billionaires, but people that make $80,000 a year, it's a tax cut for them too. And because the way the progressive tax cut or the progressive tax system is structured, you know, your first whatever $18,000 is completely exempted. And then after that, it's just a piddly amount. And then after that, so if you are going to cut taxes for someone who makes $30,000 a year, you're going to necessarily have to cut taxes for someone who makes $1 million and $1 billion a year, because that's where their pay scale starts. You know, on that money they make between $18,000 and $33,000 or whatever the next end of the bracket is. You know, millionaires make that same little stretch of money too, and they're going to get a tax cut there. But be careful now. These rules change every single year. And because that top quintile, that top 20%, doesn't just represent the top 20% of income earners or tax filers, it also represents 20% of voters. If they can get the other 80% of the population to think, all right, well, we'll just raise their taxes and we'll give me a cut, you're on your own. You're thrown in with the millionaires and billionaires, and you could be, like, I know a teacher makes 42 grand. If she had a partner that makes the exact same amount, let's just say he's the night shift manager at a Burger King, they're now put in the same category as far as political attacks go with millionaires and billionaires. They're really right up there with Warren Buffett and Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates. But that's the top 20% pays 95% of the income taxes. Might have to add a new slide in for that one, Gregory, on the presentation coming up Thursday.
Yeah, so once again, on the tax side, you have to, it's like being risk averse. I mean, you don't want risk. Well, we all probably like think we're tax averse. Oh, I don't want any taxes. You're going to have some taxes. You're going to have some risk, but how do you manage that?
Can we use a more stern form there? Because I'm not tax averse. I'm tax phobic. You know, have you seen these new pants where you can throw like liquid on them and it just bounces off? It won't stain. It won't soak in. It's called hydrophobic. So it doesn't just resist water. It doesn't wick water away like the shirt I'm wearing here. It pushes it away. I'm tax phobic.
So taxes bounce off of you? No matter what they throw, it's like boom.
I wish it was. I wish I had those little Wonder Woman wristbands. I could just block it off. Bam. So it's got to be worse than that, because I'm kind of getting into this. You know, when I got tied up with you, and then we've got Jude Heath over here poking every single hole in the tax code that we can. This is a fun little hobby, because at the end of the day, it makes me money. This is different than, I don't know, you know, the other thing I do where I sit in the rocking chair and I whittle wood down into small figurines. This one actually makes me money. This is a fun hobby to have.
And let me balance on the other side. Just, you know, and I hear some others. I heard recently on somebody on a show talk about, we can show you how to pay zero taxes. That almost would make me, I'd be scared.
You know where you pay zero taxes?
I'd run in that case.
When you're in an orange jumpsuit, that's when you're paying zero taxes. And you're probably in there because
you paid zero taxes. Yeah, even when you're dead, you're probably still paying taxes.
Are you wearing a winery hat?
I am.
Let's talk about that in a minute. 504-260-0995. If you have a financial situation, give us a call. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, November 2nd, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. This women's-only event will include a unique dining experience of wine tasting paired with the presented Ruth's Chris menu. In addition to this educational food and wine experience, you will also meet the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all your retirement needs. Reserve your seat today, 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
Mortgage Gumbo with your chef, Dwayne Stein.
Eligible property types are pretty simple on a reverse mortgage. It's a single family home. It's also a 2-4 unit home. So if you have if you live in a double, or let's say you live in a fourplex, and you live in one of those apartments, so to speak, out of the fourplex, that qualifies for a reverse mortgage.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks & Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo.
Now is the time to get in the game. I think long term, this is not something that we can see where we're going to get back to the all-time lows.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
Hey, Raj, happy birthday. How you doing? Still feeling on top of your game?
No complaints.
Great. You've hit the big 5-0 now. Have you thought about talking with your doctor about some screening tests you need?
Screening for what?
High blood pressure, high cholesterol, colorectal cancer.
Jeez, that's not what I wanted to hear.
Hey, you have to know what's going on to stay on top of your game.
Visit ahrq.gov/consumer for a free checklist of screening tests for men 50 and older. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, November 2nd, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. This women's-only event will include a unique dining experience of wine tasting paired with the presented Ruth's Chris menu. In addition to this educational food and wine experience, you will also meet the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all your retirement needs. Reserve your seat today, 504-832-9200, the Gregory Rickson Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Rickson Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Does anybody have a goal that says, I want a bad life?
I want to be broke so bad. I don't want to have any friends. I want my house to be all tore down, ate up.
Well, it's the positive song, The Good Life.
Well, it's like the commercials. The there are some people who like getting their hands stuck in a vending machine, who like giving themselves a paper cut. You know how they do that?
I still think the funniest one is the guy bumps his head by accident, and then he turns around and starts banging his head. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, that. Yeah, no, that's what we want. Yeah. Oh, my car hit a tree. Well, darn, that was fun. I just wished it wasn't so broken I could back up and do it again. No, it's not what we want. We want good things out of life. And what is it said about money doesn't bring happiness? Well, broke sure doesn't help, does it? You know, my fortunes have changed over my life. You know, there's times where I didn't have money, and boy, that was some unhappy times, struggles and all. But you know what? There were times where I was happy as well without having money. I think happiness, money has brought more happiness, but that doesn't mean it's pain-free, stress-free, or trouble-free. But it does allow me to enjoy a lot of things, and I'd say I'd get a lot more happiness out of success than I do stress. Some days don't ask me about that. And a lot of days, yeah, I'll be happy to share with you what growing in business, what growing personally does, growing financially does. And I'll tell you one place you don't want to be without money, and that's in retirement. Some sort. And we know half the people don't save. So, and that's part of what winning at life is about. We do count the money. We have to be somewhere with it. You might not have enough, but I tell you what, it's going to be so much better than doing without. And those that have enough, that's what it appears that we don't know for certain how much what health care is going to cost or what they're going to tax us, what inflation's going to do. But we keep heading along that path to gain more and do better with what we have, manage the risk with it as well. And that's how I look at life, is ever evolving. And when you kind of bring in the, I don't know, all this politics that mixes in with our money, and yeah, at times it is difficult to separate. But you know, the conversations we're having right now are different than the ones we had 6 months ago. Yeah, they were different 6 months ago and most definitely different a year ago and weren't even probably thought about 5 years ago. So it tells us next year this time there'll be a different set of discussions going on, whether it's politics, what's going on in your city or state, and what's going on in your personal life and what's going on with your money. So what does that mean? We're somewhere in a moving middle. I would like to, and when I have conversations with families, you know, we're not going to wake up tomorrow and it's all gone. Doomsday. Is there some gazillionth of a chance it could be? Yeah. So that's why it's just a ridiculous odds that all it's going to be gone. To the same side, you're not all of a sudden going to have the city coming out, hey, move your cars off the street. You're going to have to stay out the way. We're about to line it with gold. Things are just so good. That's what we're going to do. So it's not going to be that way either. So once again, it comes down to that somewhere where it's a moving middle that we keep an eye on the ball, but we make adjustments as we go.
Yeah, to expand on your car metaphor, when you're already going fast, you're going 100 miles an hour. That's not the time to go try and install brakes on the car. Right, you got to have that plan before you ever jump in the pool. How are you getting out of this? What is the downturn plan? We wake up tomorrow, there's a big plunge, and there's no reason to believe it's going to stop. What does that emergency lever look like? You know, like in Top Gun when Goose has to pull the switch. What's in that switch?
Switch as to what?
Once the downturn comes, what do we start doing different?
Well, it's part of what we do right now is look at profits. If we're managing, you know, it's one thing if you've got a few mutual funds and it has your Dow, your S&P, and your NASDAQ, or it could be your large cap, mid cap, small cap, some indexes, some sub indexes there. Well, what you're having is a whole bunch of positions in each. So you're kind of going along with how everything overall is going. So goes the market. So goes your funds. So that's more of a bigger picture investment strategy. Now, from how I look at money is we have to look at two ways. We have to look at that overall picture, and then inside of a portfolio we have, or strategy, we have positions. And we have to look at those every day. Where are we? How are the gains? How is it performing? What's the trends? What's the technicals? As the fundamentals? Look at all that every day. And just like we took some profits this week. Why? Because you had some rough days. And if we have a sector changing, say affecting health companies or pharma and such like that as an example, we sold some positions and booked profits because of what we thought that security was doing and or what is that sector. And that also, few others, we sold portions of the holding. Why? To book profits. I want to lock this in. Now, it could go up or it could go down. And what we're protecting from, why are we booking profits on some of it? Because what if it goes, it's had such a run up and we have some uncertainty, and that might be related to healthcare as an example that might have affected a few positions. So it's one way is to hedge. It's okay, let's go ahead, book some profits. So that's what you should always be looking at a portfolio at. And then the other part, it isn't simple, but I'll call it simple, is where is your threshold? If this individual security or this overall fund you have starts moving down, where are you wanting to dial it back or get out of it at? And one of the simple rules is 50-50, and when we're taking profit on position, it could be a third or it could be a half that we dial it back. Also has to do with how much up we are. But then you might ask, why didn't you sell it all or why didn't you keep it? Because we had those concerns of which way it's going, and it's if I sold half, it kind of fits in my 50-50 rule. And will you hear me talk to this about when people call in and ask a question is, what should I do? You know, and that's where somebody asked me about GE a few weeks ago. And I told them, I said, you know, if we wouldn't have this discussion because as far as investment manager, because we wouldn't be holding it. Here's where we would have sold it. Or we would have never actually bought it because there was never a buying point for us. But they were wanting to know what were theirs. And I said, I have a feeling that you might should think about selling half of it. And why? Well, what if this thing keeps going down? You're going to be glad you did. And if it turns around and takes back off, you are still holding and start making up some of those losses. And then you can say, well, Gregory was, you know, he was being cautious, but I'm glad I held half and start making some of those gains. And of course, you can always get back in. And on the other side, you could still get away from it in that sense. So when you start thinking about how are you preparing for the downside, these are the kind of things you have to think. And you say, oh, that's not simple. I know that might be why you need our help. But with that said, if you're in this and spending time on it daily, then you start thinking about these things and have an awareness of what's going on within your portfolio.
See, and I like the guys whose storyline is they have no risk. They're exposed to no risk. So when there's a downturn, nothing. They do the same thing. If all your money's in fixed assets, rest of it's in safe tools, you don't even have to watch the market. Market goes down, you don't lose a penny. I don't know. Is it even within the realm of compliance for you to tell me how about what percentage of people in your business want no risk whatsoever? They don't have to worry about a downturn. They got some fixed tools over here, some safe money here, and downturn won't hurt them a bit.
We have a good number of clients. I would have to go back and look at that percentage. I can't tell you that.
Is it more than 10%?
It's more than 10%.
More than half?
If I would consider half at least conservative, where they will tolerate some risk, but it's conservative on the managed money side.
504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, November 2nd, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. This women's-only event will include a unique dining experience of wine tasting paired with the presented Ruth's Chris menu. In addition to this educational food and wine experience, you will also meet the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all your retirement needs. Reserve your seat today, 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
Caroline or Change opens this weekend at the Westwego Performing Arts Theater. The story is set in Lake Charles, Louisiana, 1963. And it's cool to see a story about our area that becomes a Broadway hit in 2004. Caroline or Change, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2. For tickets, call 504-885-2000, the JPAS app or jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
And you're going to need more income down the road. Why? We're probably going to have hyperinflation at some point. We've got $20 trillion in government debt. You're not going to be caught short because you're one of the dudes with money that can run out there and get what he needs. We're going to make sure of that.
Gregory Ricks & Associates, a registered investment advisory firm. Find us at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, and 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Okay, you've got $1 million, 3% return. I need to take $60,000 a year income from it. What's the likelihood it's going to last?
23 years.
If you take $40,000 instead,
it lasts twice as long.
Where you get in the danger area, though, is taking $50,000 on 3%, 30 and a half years. This is why you have to see where you're going on the path. You know, it's just like most everybody's goal is to have 100% of their money and leave it to the kids. I hear that more. Yeah, I want to leave it behind. the reality of that isn't very good because we can't see the future and what that Big Mac is going to cost in 30 years.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
This is how we roll. We hanging around, singing and everything.
Saying you need to get it together. Time to call Gregory. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. A few minutes left in this first hour. We have two more hours to go. This is Winning at Life. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. It is the weekly wrap, along with James Parker. Live Financial Talk Radio, 504. That means you can participate. It's live. Ask that question. 504. There I go again. I'm going to warn you. I'm going to give you the number. That's the warning. 504-260-0995. Or text me through the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. Just go to your app store. It's a free download, one-time login. I had to re-log in the other day. You know what's the trouble with that?
You don't remember your password.
Yeah, but obviously I think my second try I nailed it.
You are the worst with passwords in the history of passwords.
I am?
Yeah.
Why I have to have so many different?
Every time on the iPad.
And then they're always changing. Yeah, and then like on that little gadget tablet thingy. And what did I tell you? I used one I would never forget.
And we had to do an update. Then you have to enter your password.
And it took me like 24 hours to remember it. I was against resetting it. I said, I know this password. That is ridiculous. But I have so many that, yeah, I actually do have a log or whatever, but I don't, you know, I've got a secret list, a couple places, top secret. Sometimes I can't even find it. It's so secret. Mm-hmm. But it isn't like I carry that around. So, well, I have it in my phone. Well, great. That does you a lot of good. What if the phone disappears? You know, it's other examples. But I don't know. Maybe I'm horrible at it, but that's me. Why can't it just be numbers? I'd remember that. Phone numbers. I could always remember phone numbers, but now I've got to remember passwords. And it's a combination of words, numbers, symbols.
Well, you realize what a completely obsolete talent that is these days, remembering phone numbers. Because that's one thing we don't have to do anymore. I haven't had to remember a phone number since, what, 2002?
And I never hated it, too, back in that day.
You didn't hate it when you're like, oh, I got to call Jeff and I don't remember his number because he just got a new cell phone or he just.
Oh, well, yeah, that's part of life, but that's no, there wasn't options. Now there's options, but we don't have to remember. And there's phone numbers. Gosh, I can tell you what my grandmother's phone number was.
Me too.
I can tell you the phone number I had when we were growing. I still know those things, but. Passwords, the password I will never forget. That's why I'm using this combination. And I'd be darned. I couldn't remember the thing.
Well, it's also different because you remember your grandmother's phone number because it was the same number your entire life. Right? Once you got a phone number back in the day, that's it. That was.
And can we keep a password on an account for our entire life?
Nah.
If it's highly secure, the answer is no.
We also had to do different things. You had to have a normal password to begin with, and then they wanted you to put a capital letter in it, and then you had to put a number in it. Now you got to put a special character after that. So all we did, every single one of us, just added an exclamation point.
And there's
got
to be some caps in there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was the first one. You had caps, then the numbers, then the special character. Everyone raise your hand. Didn't everyone take their existing password and just add an exclamation point to it? Angie, isn't that what you did? Same here. Same password. I've had this rotation of about 8 passwords that I've been using since 1996.
Yeah, but now you've gone beyond, and that's what's given me the trouble is being creative here for that, but also doing, well, I won't forget this. And I do like how I'm using passwords now because I don't know, because of where I can do certain things and then certain numbers comes back into my world of zeros and ones. You know, I like the numbers aspect, so I'm moving back towards that. But that's what threw me off the other day where we were trying to get back in. Now, going back to the last segment, did we finish up the risk and what you were asking me about what to do about the future?
Yeah, well, part of the reason for my questioning is it's sort of a trick question. What are you doing in the next downturn, or what's Gregory Ricks doing for his clients? Depends on the client. Some clients, we don't have to do anything. Some clients.
Yeah, oh, that is a valid point. Yeah, there's number of clients, percentage there, that we don't have to do anything.
And I have this conversation off the air quite a bit when people are asking me about the show or asking about investing. They're like, well, what would he do for me? It's like, well, I don't know your situation. Well, what does he do? Well, he would manage your money. Can you be more specific? No. Not without asking you a bunch of questions. Because each person, and I know this sounds trite. I know this sounds like we're reading off of some sort of promotional script here. But every financial plan is customized specifically for that person. And no two clients are alike. Again, I know that sounds like cliches. But it's the truth. There is no formula at GregoryRicks.com. There is no specific answer to what are you doing in the next downturn. For each person, I'll tell you what you're doing. You're executing the plan we already had set out. But it's not the same.
Now, we have an overall philosophy, and that's kind of what we talked about there. And part of that, and the ongoing review when we talk to you every year or ever so often during the year or beyond that if you're wanting it, is to relook at what the risk is. Has any of your goals changed? Has retirement timeline changed? All those things play into your mix as well. Maybe you should add more risk averse to the mix. You know, dial some of that exposure back, or are you fine? Or are you wanting a bit more? So some, you know, it can change in either direction, but part of what, you know, what do we do for you? We get to know you. We find out, where are you on the path? Where is it you're wanting to get to financially? Then we're going to help you get there. That is what financial planning is. But there's a lot of stuff that's dealt into that that we have to continuously work through and keep an eye out for as well.
All right, let's do this again. We did this on yesterday's Daily Wrap, but this was juicy enough. We can reprise it for a Saturday edition. October 9th, 2007 was the previous top for the Dow before the downturn and the Great Recession of 2008-2009. What did those numbers look like? On that closing top, the Dow was at 14,164. Sounds like a baby Dow, doesn't it? 14,000, just so cute, just a little guy. Little did the world know that in about a year and a half, that Dow would be down to 6,700 about is where the bottom cratered at. These days, 23,000.
Well, could you imagine a move like that this day?
What would that be, like a 50% move up? So then we'd be at about 38,000, almost 40,000 on the Dow?
Hey, you know the phrase, taller they are, harder they fall. Yeah. When you're talking about, you know, we had a top at 14,000, a low about 6, that's actually, it didn't show that year to year where that biggest downfall for that year was 38.9%, something like that. But it actually did make a lower move than that and then came back up off of it. But you can call a 50% move where we're close to 24,000. We're talking about getting into the 11,000 to 12,000 range if you had something that bad happen.
All right, well,
that's scary, and that's why you have to think about risk averse, because when it starts falling, is there a bottom?
We don't know.
No, we don't know, and that's why you have to think about these tolerances.
Gold on that last market top. Now, look, we may be at this current market top. We're just talking about what the last cycle looked like, and it usually doesn't take 10 years to go through one of these, but gold finished $743.10 per precious ounce.
Yeah, the guess I gave you the other day, or you asked me how much I thought, well, I gave you 780.
Yeah, you're spot on. I guess you look at gold every once in a while, huh? Is that a regular basis thing? But here's the
It is, because we're always asked about it. We get asked weekly on the show. Somebody calls and talks about it, and you know what happens in the office.
Probably close to daily in the office. Here's the cool part, though. Oil on October 9th, 2007, closed at $80.26 a barrel. And we're looking at $53 now, $53 a barrel. Who would have guessed it would be, what, 30% cheaper or 20% cheaper?
The number I gave you was $77.80.
Oh, you remember the exact number you gave me?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, it's pretty close, $80.26 per barrel. Who would have guessed that in 2007?
And what was the oil top price?
$142 a barrel.
Yep.
Man, that was just a calendar year before this number. All right, financial situations, bring them on, 504-260-0995. We got a treat coming for you in the next hour. It's Wes Blanchard. He is the estate planning attorney of the Total Wealth Authority. So if you have some estate planning issues, how to leave kids this, can I gift them this, is there taxes on this, this is the guy you can ask. But anything else legal, got a lawyer in here, you can go ahead and give him the old challenge, 504-260-0995. Send us a text via the Gregory Rickson Associates app, or come say hi on the Facebook page for Winning at Life. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. You're listening to iHeartRadio. With Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.
Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. Hour two, Winning at Life, weekly wrap, live financial talk radio. And this hour will be financial and legal talk hour. We have, yes, he's here, Wes Blanchard of W.J. Blanchard Law. We're going to focus on estate planning today. Great topic. I like that. All of us need to work on that as well. We are not where we should be, and because life changes, that's why we probably always are, should revisit that ever so often. This is Live Financial Talk Radio, 504. The number is 504 to participate, 504-260-0995. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, and here's James Parker.
Hey, how you doing? Wes Blanchard in the studio. Welcome back, sir.
Thanks, guys.
Can we just start off talking a little football here?
Absolutely.
Because we talked about the great job the Techs are doing in this new earnings season for the quarter that's coming out. Amazon had pretty healthy revenue numbers for the third quarter. They were up 34%.
Wow.
To $43.7 billion from the year earlier period. So that's how much money they're now bringing in one quarter, but 34% growth in year over year. You know what a big push of that was?
I would venture to guess that it's because of the Thursday Night Football sponsorship.
7.1 million views in the first four games on Amazon Prime Video.
That's how I get mine.
For Thursday Night Football. That's how you get, really?
Yeah. We cut the cord probably 4 months ago now. We've had Amazon Prime for a few years at this point, and I was scrolling through. We have the Fire Stick. I noticed a little ad that they had there, and I said, yep, this will work for me. And the streaming's really high quality. That's how I watch my Thursday Night Football.
So how many viewers did they have last year?
Did they have any?
I don't think they had it. I think this is the first year.
Yeah, that they're trying to.
Oh, so this is positive news for the NFL.
Yeah. Well, the NFL, I want to say, tried this.
They tried it with Twitter last
year. The last four or five games or something like that, they tried it last year with Twitter. Saw that it caught on a little bit, and obviously Amazon picked it up. Great move.
Yeah, I had to watch some Saints football in an airport. But since you're not in an airport in New Orleans, they don't have the Saints game on. So I watched it on Twitter last year. I found it to be a little laggy. And one of the things that really bugs me about it is I can't pause. I can't rewind. I'm so used to my DVR. And that's how you watch sports now. Because, you know, and everything you go back and you rewatch, next time a commercial comes on, you just kind of skip through.
Bet you that gets there in time. But that's one of the things is how everybody's on the go. Now, not everybody, but, you know, some folks are sitting at home watching whatever. Could be the NFL also. But there's so many people on the go, traveling, airport, having to be at the kids' event, or the Gregory Ricks live event. You have to be, and you're wanting to check on the game because that one's going to be on Thursday, whoever's playing. So, yeah, you could check that. But that's one thing, if you've not gotten involved in that and your major business like that, yeah, you're missing out for these people on the move that are wanting to connect with what you're showing.
You got to be careful, though, because as a dad, if you're at your kid's event and you're jacking around on your phone, people are judging you. So what you have to do is while you're watching the football game on Thursday at your kid's recital, every once in a while just hold it up real high so it looks like you're videoing it, but you're really just watching third down.
Yeah, you know? And make sure you're sitting in the last row so all the parents behind you aren't judging, right?
Well, no, look, if there's a guy behind you, he's going to be like,
that's what they're all doing on the back row, so there's no judging back there.
Well, also, look, if one of us saw a guy doing that, we'd be like, he's a hero. Well, you know, we'd be judging him in the other direction. That's Father of the Year right there. Everyone else is videoing it anyway. And you know what they do now at recitals? There's a camera on a tripod in the middle of the aisle, so everyone has to walk around it. So we'll have the video. We'll make it available. You can go download it if you want. Just keep your phone down and watch your stupid kids. Pay attention. Life's happening in front of your face. Yeah, that phone fell over. Whatever.
You know, that's something I learned a long time ago in raising kids, and I used to have the camera, the video, you know, we used to not be able to do it with the phone. I'd have to always tote a camera or camcorder to events and stuff and film the football and whatever sports or theater performance. And I, at some point, said, you know what? I'm missing out. So I quit doing it from that standpoint. But that's where, you know, even you go to conferences today, you'll have some people holding up their iPad to take a picture of the conference I was at past couple of days. And I used to do that to a point. Oh, that's an awesome slide. I need that. But now they've caught on too, is the PowerPoint's already downloaded. Here's where you go to get it. Or that video, you go see it here. Or like events like that, smart thing to do is enjoy seeing your kids. We're videotaping it. It's going to be available for you within 24 hours or whatever. You know, they've got to probably edit a little bit and then load it up. But still, I'm telling you that because that's one reason I put down the cameras and said, it's not going to be some history, but now it is. And that's such a cool thing for both of you to have is, I guess you can record stuff, but if you're at an event, it's going to be recorded and you get to actually see it live and experience all the details.
See, we're going to be the last generation that can safely run for president because we didn't have ubiquitous smartphones when we were in college and younger.
That's a very true statement.
And think about all the stupid stuff you did when you were 21, 22, and there's no real documentation of that. There may be some still photos rotting into the brown hues floating around somewhere by the time I run for president, but we'll be pretty safe. All right, hey, let's get down to business, though. We got our next live event coming up this Thursday. Wes Blanchard's going to be there. Looking forward to the event. How you like the new format with the wine tasting? And we kind of separated the tables off, and we made it more of an entertainment event than sort of a learning experience. A learning experience.
Yeah, I really liked it. It's definitely more intimate. It's definitely more personal. You know, everybody's enjoying the talk and sort of the discussion as well. But you also have the wine pairing as well that, you know, if you're into that stuff, you're kind of getting the best of both worlds. I thought it was a great switch up. I'm looking forward to it.
What's the hot question that's coming in the office these days? What's on people's legal minds?
Well, so that's one of the perks of sort of being in the legal profession is outside of sort of legislative changes, which we don't see much of or hadn't seen many big ones recently. Everybody comes in, they kind of have a new experience, a new issue that, you know, is personal to them. But, you know, I guess more or less it's always generally having to do with, you know, something simple as far as just setting up a simple estate. But, you know, we get a couple calls. We got one in last week about an issue concerning a potential, you know, succession, I guess, disgruntled heir situation, you know, to put it generally. And those are ones that, like I said, are sort of specific to everyone. But it definitely sort of rung a bell and struck a chord with me as far as what I wanted to talk about this weekend, is how you get yourselves into that type of situation and how to make it a little better, you know, to avoid
the disgruntled heir situation.
Yeah, so, you know, it may or may not be having to do with the heir and the inheritance that person receives. It could be just how that inheritance is split up between the heirs. You know, maybe there's too many hands in the pot kind of thing, and there's just a little bit, you know, of a disagreement on how things should be handled. That can happen, and certainly with a little better planning, you can avoid that type of thing as well. So, again, just wanted to make sure that we kind of got into covering some of the things that you can do to avoid making mistakes. You know, again, the idea of having a plan is to make it as easy for the people that come after you, you know, your heirs, to accept their inheritance and enjoy it, really.
Oh, it sounds like you can't really get rid of the problem if you have a disgruntled heir. You can just get rid of the legal aspects, but that guy's still going to hate you for the rest of his life, right?
Right.
Still going to make Christmas awkward.
That goes to, you know, some of the things that we talk about with our clients all the time is, you know, is this going to make my will unable to be contested? And the answer is always no. What it's going to do is make sure that the person who contests it is not going to win. That's what we try to do. But again, you can't stop anybody from trying things. So that part of things, I think you're right about. If you're going to be disgruntled, you're going to be disgruntled. You know, you're going to be the Grinch. That's fine. That's on you. But at the end of the day, you know, we're going to make sure that our objective is achieved and that, you know, you being a Grinch, you're not able to, I guess, steal Christmas. Ooh.
I like what you did there.
That
no,
was bad.
Own it. Own it.
That was bad.
No, just act like you meant to make a bad joke. Say, ah, see what I did there, guys? Eh, give it one of those.
I thought about not doing it.
Is there sort of a hot season for estate planning? Because some other lawyer friends, and I think we've even talked about this on the show, if you're a divorce lawyer, your hot season is around March because people make their mistakes and they just blow it during Christmas. And so then you make the decision, but you have to get your ducks in a row. And, you know, that tax return coming back makes it a little more flush with cash so you can grease the tracks here.
Yeah, that's kind of about right. You know, I think a lot of times people get together for the holidays and stuff. And, you know, it might be a time where you kind of take inventory of your age or of the assets that you have. You maybe have some new grandchildren around the tree this year. And you start, you know, see even a bigger picture than you did when you had a 22-year-old kid and things like that. So a lot of times that'll be the bell that rings for them. And then again, you know, it'll start sort of plant the seed. Tax returns come in, you're good to go. You got some extra cash, and you know that's something that's a priority. So yeah, it does seem to pick up generally around, you know, February, March, April.
And for estate planning as well.
Mm-hmm.
Same reasons.
I would suppose so. Yeah.
All right. Wes Blanchard in studio. We're talking about anything estate planning, legal issues. You can give us a call. We still got Gregory in here, too. So if you have financial issues, or the best is the combinations here, 504-260-0995, 504-260-0995. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more about what to do about that potentially disgruntled heir. It's the black sheep. You know, they say every family has one. Some family has like two or three. I think we got three on my side over here. And how you can structure things to where it'll still go the way you want after all this problem blows over. And look, this could be you dealing with your kids. This could be you dealing with your siblings about mom and dad's belongings. But we got help for you. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. Wes Blanchard's in here. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. It's the ultimate getaway for me because it's hard to worry about business, radio, stress when I'm going 135 miles an hour in a straightaway, and then I have to slow down to about 60 in a few seconds to make that right-hand turn. Oh, the adrenaline. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, November 2nd, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. This women's-only event will include a unique dining experience of wine tasting paired with the presented Ruth's Chris menu. In addition to this educational food and wine experience, you will also meet the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all your retirement needs. Reserve your seat today, 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
Carolina Change opens this weekend at the Westwego Performing Arts Theater. Pause your latest TV binge and experience live local talent rocking a Broadway hit that is set in Louisiana in the 60s. Caroline or Change, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2. For tickets, call 504-885-2000, the JPAS app or jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How about your traditional IRA and 401k? If your earnings are in the higher tax brackets, you can benefit from contributing to a traditional IRA or 401k. This reduces your income and eliminates capital gains as a result of trading inside the account.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
We haven't filed 4 years. And my husband acts like it's no big deal because we don't owe anything.
One day they are going to figure out you're not filing those returns. They're going to file the return for you. They don't do your itemized deductions. I don't know if they do your standard deduction. So what you're getting is max taxed on that income where you thought you didn't owe any money, but now they've done a forced return, and that forced return is very likely to have you owing much more than you thought. And if you don't respond to that, it just keeps getting uglier and uglier down the road. Being lazy can get you in a lot of trouble.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Small enough to care. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
On the upside to a downward spiral, my love for you went viral.
Who is this, Angie, again? Train. Yeah, I caught them at one of the iHeart music festivals a couple years ago. They just totally owned the weekend with their show that they did. Just crushed it. One of my favorite songs there. This is Winning at Life, and no, it's not a music talk show. It's financial talk show. In this hour, it's financial and legal because we have Wes Blanchard in the house and in the studio today, estate planning attorney. And I've got some thoughts I'm going to share on that, why you should utilize him. But this is live radio, so I'm going to give you a phone number so you can interact, ask that question that's just been hanging out there, 504-260-0995. I'm Gregory Ricks, your host, along with James Parker.
Talking about people who are disgruntled when it comes to being on the receiving end of estate planning or being left out of the receiving end of estate planning. Most families, is that fair? Most families have a disgruntled or have some sort of issue or
I would say no. Thankfully, at least in my practice, we're able to avoid that most of the time. And I think just to like dive right into it, you know,
wait. I was building to something here. Gregory, watch this. When we get to estates that are over $1 million, what's the likelihood of something being contested? Does it go up or does it go down?
I would say it probably goes up, you know, and generally speaking, I think a lot of it would have to do with the dynamic between siblings or other heirs. You know, if there's a blended family situation, meaning a second marriage, maybe a second marriage for both spouses.
With kids.
Right. So there's you know, a lot of players all over the place. And you know, they may feel as if, you know, they're more entitled than the other guys. And so you do see that particular type of situation tend to, you know, be a little more of a fire starter than others.
I had a comment the other day in a meeting, and you've probably talked to them as well, or will. And the wife, Mitch, she says, I'm not worried about her kids. I'm worried about their spouses. Oops, a little distrust there as well. Not the first time I've heard that. Just want to share that.
Yeah, that does happen. And a lot of times, you know, it may not be so much an ill will situation. Sometimes it is, but a lot of times it's not. And what they're concerned is, what they're concerned about is that, you know, hey, this is the property that we worked so hard to accumulate, these assets that we've grown. And we want this to be the separate property of our child. Whether they think that child's marriage is rock solid or is already on the rocks, it really makes no difference. A lot of times they just want to make sure that, hey, if and when this is inherited, it retains its separate property so that if things go wrong unexpectedly, you know, you're not, my inheritance is not being split with my son-in-law, daughter-in-law, whoever else it may be.
And that's where I think communication comes in with parents and their kids so that they understand the aspects of this and maybe give them that guidance that they get from you regarding separate property, how to maintain that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the rules are a little bit different. Louisiana is community property, right?
Yes.
An example, and if you're in Mississippi, it's joint tenants in common. What does that mean in Mississippi? The way I kind of define it is if one of you die, the spouse gets everything. That is just what the base law is. So if that house goes to the surviving spouse. Louisiana, it's a little bit different. I'm going to let you define that because I just gave you something that's really simple, and Louisiana's not that way.
Correct. So, you know, to go on with your analogy, when one spouse dies here, no will is in place. That's the assumption here.
Intestate.
Correct. Intestate. That spouse's community property is split with the kids, meaning the surviving husband or surviving wife is only going to get that usufruct. The kids get what's called a naked ownership, meaning, you know, it's not full ownership. It's still subject to mom or dad's use for their lifetime. But they do have some rights within that property, unless it's specifically stated, which if you don't have a will, it can't be. Usufruct is not going to allow the surviving spouse to sell that share of their home, for instance. So the thing that we see all the time
without
the consent
input,
of the kids.
Yeah.
Right. So what we see all the time is, hey, look, you know, mom and dad happily ever after, and one passes away. Kids now own half the house. Mom has use of the house for the rest of her life, but if mom wants to sell that house, she can only sell her interest, her half interest that she has from community property.
So if they have two kids, husband and wife, husband moves on, the wife has ownership of only half?
Correct. And the other half of the ownership is vested in the other two children.
And you referred to that as naked ownership. Yes. They have ownership, but really no control.
Well, no.
They can't force anything to happen because the mom now has use of their 50%.
Correct. And look, if push came to shove, they can certainly petition the court to see if, you know, they can force what's called a partition of the property, force a sale, essentially. But again, if mom wants to sell that property and, you know, let's say she's ready to move into a nursing home or retirement community and she's living in a, you know, in a house that's appreciated in value, say she bought a place on the North Shore for, you know, $150,000 and the place is worth $450,000 now. She wants to cash in and move into a retirement community over there. She's got to ask her kids, hey, can you come sign on the dotted line with me here? And not only that, when we cash this thing out, you know, yeah, I still have use of these funds, but, you know, you got to understand it, her use of translates at that point as well. You know, so she's going to have retained those funds, but that's the crux. The kids are going to have that figured out. You know, when they sign on that dotted line, now that interest in property that they control, essentially, is now
cash.
Mom's interest in money.
And in that case, she turned it to cash, but she still has the use of it.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Going to her now retirement community. Or
exactly. So that can be, you know, exactly the point at which things get sticky.
And the kids might say, we want part of that now.
Or, hey, we were looking forward to living in the house or inheriting the house, you know, and we wanted to do that. Can we just put you up in this retirement community that's a little bit of a step down, but hey, we'll pay for it. And
see that, you know. that's where it's a problem.
Yeah, that's
for me. And you see, they make mortgage payments, tax payments. They work a second job to make those payments. Who paid for cutting the grass? And whose money is it really? It's her money. It's her property. It's her value. But we have this law that there's really one fix for it. Once their age of majority, and you can define what that is in Louisiana, but in Mississippi, you're not having that discussion. And most other states in the union, you're not having that discussion because all of it moves to the surviving spouse, not needing permission. It's just when you're done with it, then it moves on to the kids. And even in Mississippi, Alabama, you know, other states that doesn't have community property law, you should still have a will that makes that a good process. So there's no squabbling over dollars on the table. And it's directed how you want it to be. But in Louisiana, we're not only doing it for that reason, but what can they do to make this more manageable for mom?
Yeah, so the first thing is get a will. That's the main thing to do. You know, go in, get something drawn up. Go see an attorney. I always advise, look, if you're gonna draw one up yourself, See if you can talk to someone who knows what they're doing, because I think, and this is something we'll get into maybe at the next segment as well, but utilizing some of the terminology, especially in Louisiana, utilizing usufruct and naked ownership and all that without knowing exactly what they mean can get you in hot water as well.
You can put the wrong word in the wrong sentence and you've accomplished nothing.
That's
in
it.
That. And we've seen that happen.
Exactly. So again, whether you have, if you don't have a will, you're signing up for that problem. Now, maybe it may turn out to be a non-issue, but you're definitely signing up for that to, you know, potential.
All right, hey, we got to take a break here. I just giggled, though, because we got a message on the Winning It Live Facebook page. We'll answer this on the other side of the break. But Steve's saying, so it wouldn't be beneficial to transfer ownership of the house to the two kids before you pass away? Steve, we get asked this question about once a month.
Taxes come into the discussion there, too.
Yeah, so we got some answers for you coming up on the other side of this. If you have some questions, we got Wes Blanchard in studio, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Winning It Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, November 2nd, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. This women's only event will include a unique dining experience of wine tasting paired with the presented Ruth's Chris menu. In addition to this educational food and wine experience, you will also meet the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all your retirement needs. Reserve your seat today, 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
So you're driving down the road, listening to the radio, but what you really think it is, that current mortgage that you're working on, am I really getting a best rate? Well, I'm Dwayne Stein with Mortgage Gumbo, and people like yourself call me all the time to take advantage of the free second look. We save on average 0.25% on their mortgage. If you want to speak to me personally and get the peace of mind knowing that you have the best loan program at the cheapest interest rate, 504-207-7600 or mortgagegumbo.com.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our estate planning attorney, Wes Blanchard.
You know, sometimes a husband and wife comes in, they haven't even talked about what they would prefer to do with each other. They just kind of force themselves into this awkward situation, but, you know, we do help them out with that.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, November 2nd, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. This women's only event will include a unique dining experience of wine tasting paired with the presented Ruth's Chris menu. In addition to this educational food and wine experience, you will also meet the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all your retirement needs. Reserve your seat today, 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks and Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
And I don't know why it all take me downtown like you got anywhere better to be.
Your daily dose of financial wisdom. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. Winning at Life, the weekly wrap. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. This is Live Financial Talk Radio. If you've not tuned in before, we do this every Saturday from 10 to 1. I'll give you a number to call in a moment if you have questions. And we have a weeknight show at 7 o'clock. We call the Daily Wrap. We talk all things financial. Could be about your debt, your mutual funds, 401k, annuities, reverse mortgages. Hey, and estate planning today because we have a member of the Total Wealth Authority. You'll get to know all of them by listening to the show. Wes Blanchard is in studio with us. We have Tracy and Stephanie of Dwell NOLA. Tracy will be in studio with us next Saturday. We have Jude Law, CPA. And Oh, Dwayne Stein, host of Mortgage Gumbo in one of the markets we're in New Orleans. His show follows us at 1 o'clock. But I work alongside Wes Blanchard a great deal at my firm. My day job is I run a financial advisory firm that's based out of New Orleans, and we have clients across the country because part of this show airs across the country. Phone number to participate is 504-260-0995. So we went to break, and we were kind of talking about what fixes this usufruct so that mom, in our scenario here, her spouse, father of the kids, has deceased. There's two children, and if they didn't have a will, they have 50% of the community property, and they have a say in all things, because anything that's part of forced heirship, like the home, the gold bars in the basement, the wine in the basement as well, the car, the savings account, the stocks in the non-qualified account, what's not forced heirship, for example, is annuities that have a beneficiary direction. IRAs, 401ks are not forced heirship because they go by beneficiary designation. So when we've got this situation where they have a say in the house and all that they didn't pay for, again, what can be done to fix that?
Look, the main thing is setting up a will, setting up a revocable trust, getting something done that gets you out of that default system. That's really what it is. That's your first step. And once you're in that arena, you actually now have turned the tables. Now you can actually make use of the usufruct and take it to your advantage. You know, if you have, for instance, let's assume that you did want to leave some of these things to your kids, and you know, maybe it's your second or third marriage, and you say, look, you know, guys, we kind of went into this marriage with the understanding that we're not really intending to leave a whole lot to one another. We do intend to leave everything to our children, but we want to make sure that you're cared for the remainder of your life after I pass away. That's a pretty common situation. So what we do in that situation is generally we'll set up a scenario whereby the surviving spouse is taken care of. Maybe they have usufruct of the home for the remainder of his or her life, and we'll place this in a will that, you know, gives them that authority to use it, gives them that authority not only to use it but to sell it without the consent of the other naked owners. That's something that you can do, but that can only be done by using the right terminology in a will. That has to be in the will.
Yeah, we had never talked about that. That's almost like mixing and matching.
Exactly. There. And another kicker that we put on there is to attach a condition that says, hey, look, if and when the surviving spouse remarries, this usufruct terminates or begins cohabitation for a period of, you know, longer than 6 months or something with another person. You know,
I don't think I've heard that cohabitation rule. Yeah. I've heard the remarriage part. That's news to me.
Yeah, so you can put any sort of condition on there. It's kind of the same with trust that you want for this usufruct. Something that's not immoral, but generally it has to do with time, or it has to do with remarriage, or, you know, cohabitation and things like that. The concern is, you know, we mentioned the remarriage, and a lot of folks say, okay, well, you know, if we do this thing, I'm sure him or her is not going to do this a third time, a fourth time. They're going to say, look, we're washing our hands, so therefore the usufruct would never terminate. Well, in that event, you know, we'll have a cohabitation phrase in there. And you know, that'll kind of take care of that issue. But what that's done, again, is it takes that usufruct tool from being used against you. Now it's used in your favor. Now you have that ability to sort of design your estate and your inheritance to your heirs exactly how you want to.
Oh, I've got a question, but I'm going to let the callers jump ahead of me here, but I'm going to make a note to come back to this.
Well, we still got to answer Steve's question from Facebook.
Yes.
But let's go to the phones. Jack, you're going to be next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks, talking with James, Wes, and Gregory. How can we help you, Jack?
Good afternoon. I was calling to see if there's any triggering factors that determine the need for a will versus a
Sure. I think, look, the main thing you want to look at is the simplicity of your estate. There's a lot that goes into that determination. I would say one of the main things as far as leaning in favor of a trust is whether you actually want to or are comfortable with your estate going through the succession process. So, you know, filing all of the things necessary with the court and waiting for the judge to sign off on that and hoping that there's no issue between the heirs. All of that can be avoided with the trust, but there are other factors as well. Certainly if you're going to be subject to estate tax, you know, if your estate is in that $5.5 million range, that's definitely something you want to consider. Also, if you own real estate in multiple states, generally a trust is going to be much more financially beneficial for you than going through succession in those states. And the reason for that is, you know, anywhere you own real estate or immovable property, that is going to be governed by the laws of that state. So even if you have a will here, say you have some, you know, your main house here and you have a beach house in Florida, you're going to have to open up succession in both places in order to get those real estates passed on. So a lot of times if you have a couple, what you wind up doing is you have four successions. You're doing two here, one for each person, one to the surviving spouse, one to the kids here, and then same thing in Florida, assuming that that real estate hadn't been sold.
Well, here's my other thought with that, Wes, is now you're talking about spending some real money.
Absolutely, yeah.
On that versus what a trust would cost. And I'm not saying all trusts are equal value. It's subject to the attorney charging fees for preparing it. But gosh, I know in what you do, that's a heck of a value.
Yeah, sure. And just, you know, to sort of wrap it up, some other considerations you have as well is are the heirs that you're actually looking to give inheritance to. So if you're looking to give inheritance to a grandchild and you want to place conditions on that, that can generally only be done in a trust. So if you're going to mandate that they go to college or attain a certain GPA, or maybe they have to wait to a certain age until they get access to this inheritance, you're going to need a trust to do that. Same thing goes for special needs considerations. You're going to need a trust for that type of work as well.
That help, Jack? I guess he was done. Gary.
Awesome.
Mandeville, you're going to be next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Riggs. I forgot I have to push the button. Hey, Gary, how can we help you, sir? Angie, turn up Gary for me. There you go.
Question about irrevocable trust.
Perfect.
When the two people pass away in the trust, and as an executor, and there's no other heirs, how does that transpire? How does that handled?
Sure. So when you set up the trust is generally going to have, and its entire purpose should be to have a plan of action. So if the two settlers of the trust pass away and you're the remaining trustee, there should be language in there that tells you, hey, here's to who is to inherit. And if that's you, then you're just going about, you know, preparing the paperwork or contacting an attorney to help you do that type of thing. And you are essentially passing that on to yourself. If that's not you, if you're not the heir, then if you're the trustee, then it's your responsibility to carry out the wishes of the people who set up the trust at that point.
And on that also, in other words, don't have to go to court, or that, in other words, the papers are sent to court, or that it goes as is.
Yeah, it'll go as is. Generally speaking, you know, the court issue is totally avoided by trust. Now, if some of the assets weren't placed or titled in the name of the trust, then you'll have an issue. But generally, that's again, the purpose of the trust, whether it's revocable or irrevocable.
That's Wes Blanchard, estate planning attorney of the Total Wealth Authority. We got another segment with him. Got some more calls lined up. Got a Facebook question here. But if you want to get in line, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. You're listening to Winning It Life with Gregory Riggs on iHeartRadio.
Gregory Riggs here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. They have a fun go-kart track, racing school, a 2.7-mile race course. And yeah, there's crazy guys on motorcycles. Hang off a bike, scrape some knees in the turns. I can't recommend it enough.
NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, November 2nd, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. This women's-only event will include a unique dining experience of wine tasting paired with the presented Ruth's Chris menu. In addition to this educational food and wine experience, you will also meet the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all your retirement needs. Reserve your seat today, 504-832-9200, the Gregory Rickson Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
Carolina Change opens this weekend at the Westwego Performing Arts Theater. Do something new for a date night. Come see a Broadway hit about 60s Louisiana performed by local talent and experience some real culture. Caroline or Change, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2. For tickets, call 504-885-2000, the JPAS app or jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
And I can give you those red flags if I see something going wrong or something that you're not aware of that others that kind of dabble in this business, so to speak, don't really know all facets and details.
Gregory Ricks & Associates, a registered investment advisory firm. Find us at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, and 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
And we've been talking about this for a while. This is like the banking industry is going to become the Walking Dead, or maybe already. Actually, it's millennials that's going to bring them to their knees. Look, when I was younger, I went in banks all the time. I'm trying to think, when have I last been in a bank? But you think about millennials or younger. Millennials are now turning 30. Have they ever been in banks? You know, maybe one of the tests is to go into a bank and see if anybody else is there besides the people behind the counter. You think about, millennials are not going to connect with the bank, so that means everybody behind them isn't either. The boomers is the last cattle call for them.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
It's a little too loud on the highway. I want to pull back in your driveway. It's way too quiet.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory. Winning at Life on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
This is Winning at Life, weekly wrap, live financial talk radio. We have callers lined up. We've got Facebook questions. I have more questions for Wes Blanchard, the estate planning attorney that's in the house with us the rest of this hour. 504-260-0995. I'm Gregory Ricks, your host, and James Parker.
Just want to put a little thought in the back of your head here. When you're hearing Wes Blanchard in studio with us, or when you're hearing another member of the Total Wealth Authority in studio with this, I want you to kind of get a feel for how these guys work together on such a regular basis, and how would you like to have a team like this watching your back? They do it for me, and I'm not the most successful businessman in Orleans Parish, believe me. Martin Algiers, you're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, sir?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, I was laughing when y'all were talking about you know, restrictions on usufruct, and you know, who thinks that grandma's going to get married, but you know, this is the South, and we might talk about morality, but we get married early and often down here, it seems like.
Right, hey, we're hopeless romantics, Martin. We're not sinners. We're romantics.
My question was, oh, gosh, what was the question?
Grandma's getting married?
No. I was laughing. When you were talking about getting married, people getting married, I thought, you know, as long as Trump's got a checking account, you know, there's a model willing to marry him, man. He's on number two or three by now, my gosh. Yeah. But if you have a mortgage on two different properties, do you take the interest deduction on both? And I'll listen off the air because I'm driving right now. Bye, y'all.
That's more a tax question. And
I'm not going to step out there and do that. My initial thought is the primary residence, and depending on how the second one is used, I don't know the answer. We'd have to refer to Jude Heath on that.
Quick search over here. You can deduct 100% of the interest on a mortgage on your primary home. You can also deduct all the interest on a second home, but never more than two homes. Problem here is this is from a San Francisco source, so I don't know. Are the laws changed from state to state on that?
Well, it seems like it would be a federal issue, right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Didn't really
When's Jude supposed to be back on?
Man, he was just on like last week, wasn't he?
So in a couple weeks, but I tell you what, maybe we can reach out in hour two and get that question answered.
Sure.
We'll dial him up here top of the hour and see if we can get that answer.
Yeah, right. We'll just call him on a commercial break. So keep listening, Gary. We'll get you an answer. Now let's get to Steve over here on the Facebook Live. He says, when talking about usufruct, passing that house along to the kids, and the surviving spouse is stuck in limbo with a dual ownership situation, Steve asked something we hear a bunch. Would it be beneficial to transfer ownership of the house to the children before you pass away? What would the savings be as far as court costs if you do not transfer before they pass? And then there's a follow-up question, but let's do this one.
Okay, let me throw something in first. Okay, from a tax standpoint, you're giving up the step-up basis to where if that house was bought for $50,000 and now it's worth $200,000. So when they inherit it upon death of the owner, they're not going to have to pay taxes on that $150,000 in gain. They receive the step-up basis to $200,000.
It just resets the clock.
So it resets. So that's one of the things, and I think you can protect that with using a trust, right, Wes?
Yeah, you absolutely can. So, but that's actually the main consideration, is the step-up in basis. And what Steve's talking about is sort of right, but you need to make sure that you can, you know, you take advantage of the step-up in basis. So you can do a quick act of donation to the kids. You can put the kids on the bank accounts. You can make them payable on death beneficiaries. You can do all these things to set up, you know, your assets or most of your assets to avoid the succession process. But in reality, you actually might be giving up more than you're sort of setting yourself up for with convenience, right? So you want things to not maybe necessarily have to go through the court. So you do those two things. You do the donation. You do the payable on death designations. But as you said, if that property is appreciated in value, especially, you know, astronomically, you want to take advantage of that. That's what your kids want. And so it might not be a big deal to pay a few $1,000s to go through a succession if it's the net benefit's going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars in the tax.
You have to do a succession anyway. It might just be, you might have everything fixed, but then that pickup truck. It's still going through. But the other thing besides that property is, what about the stocks in that account or those mutual funds that have appreciated? You get a step up there too.
Yeah, so those are all things, again, that should be at the forefront of consideration. That's tax advice, sure, but that's very basic estate planning knowledge as well. So to answer the question, it's probably not the best idea unless, you know, they just bought that home. You know, within a past couple of years, and you're looking at, you know, little to no appreciation or depreciation, you know. So in most circumstances, if they,
but you're having to predict when death is.
Exactly. So, you know,
what was part two of that?
Well, I have a follow up here. So what does it look like? This is just my follow up. What does it look like when you do the act of donation and there has been like $150,000 worth of gains? You have to come up with the tax on that in order to get that title transferred to you.
So what happens is it's donated. That amount is going to be deducted from their lifetime estate tax exclusion. So, you know, we talk about the 14, I'm sure Jude does as well, but talks about the $14,000 worth of gifts you can give per year. If you give over that amount, you have to still report that, and any amount over 14 per year is deducted from your lifetime $5.5 million exclusion.
I have a little bit of cushion left in mine, in my exclusion.
Yeah, most people
Uncle
do.
Uncle Sam's getting that either from that or out of your pocket.
Yeah.
Here's a question I have that I was holding back on. Okay, so, and I'm going to cover this two ways.
community property, and none, because it takes it to the same place. So we've protected mom through the will, and she inherits all of the property. There's no usufruct. And it gets to the same position that if she had lived, say, in Mississippi, joint tenants with right of survivorship. So she gets full ownership of the property. And then, as our caller mentioned, everybody likes to remarry in the South. So she gets married again. Then she dies. What happens to that property?
So again,
and that bank account.
Again, it would be considered separate property. She brought.
But that, he was living there.
She brought that into the marriage.
Okay.
Okay. So she brought that into the marriage when she got there. It's still her separate property. Are we making the assumption that she does not have a will? Is that what we're here?
Yeah.
Okay. Then it would go to her kids.
She did have a will, but not an updated one.
What about this, though, Wes? What if he's the guy
No more monkey wrenches. Let's get to this first part.
Okay, so...
Are the kids at risk of losing their inheritance on that big house?
They're not, because she brought that in as her separate property.
Okay.
Okay, and again... Without sort of getting into the details of what the will may or may not have said, when it was updated or not, again, if you bring that property in, we can assume she has no will, and the situation is her kids would still be protected because that's still her separate property that she inherited from her first husband.
And even if there was no will originally in community property state of Louisiana, she owns half, but it's still separate property.
Correct.
With remarriage and living there with him, and she predeceases him, they say, hey, dude, got to move out.
Right. And so that's one of those things I think we had covered on a previous show, too. The community property is only going to be, it starts when you get married, and it ends the day you file for divorce. Okay. So if you didn't accumulate it during that time, then it's not community property.
Okay, but what if like a pipe bust and this guy comes in and he spends his money from his separate property to put in some new flooring and get it fixed? Now he's intermingled. Is it still separate property?
So he's now at that point used community funds, right, because they're married at that point, to contribute to someone's separate property. He would be entitled to reimbursement for half of the labor and expense that he put out.
Now he is married and gets use of the growth, right? He has community on the growth of her interest. That's another monkey wrench we just dropped into the bucket.
Yeah, so if there's appreciation in that property, that could be something that could be gone after. I want to say, though,
prenup is what you're...
Just get a will. Get a will.
Yeah, that's the moral of the story here, guys. After an hour's worth of talking about this, that's the moral underlying foundation, is get a will. Go talk to someone about this. Don't try to do it yourself. Don't pull one off of LegalZoom and think it's going to work either. Go see somebody who's a professional.
Get an actual attorney license in that state. Don't stop there. Draft a health care directive and a power of attorney.
That's right.
Then you have the package. You don't have it with just one of those pieces.
Yep, yep. And make sure that power of attorney is what they call durable. So if you have the power of attorney come up, becomes incapacitated, it still stays in place.
Wes, thanks for spending some more of your Saturday with us.
Always enjoy
it. Do it again soon.
Awesome job.
He'll be at Gregory Ricks Live coming up this Thursday. Is the last Gregory Ricks Live of the year. It is a women-only event. You'll meet him, the Total Wealth Authority. RSVP, GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or the office number is 504-832-9200. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. Tuning in to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.
Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Good afternoon, Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks, iHeartRadio. Happy Saturday. I'm your co-host, James Parker. Gregory Ricks just stepped outside for a second. He'll be right back. So if you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, 504-260-0995. I can plug you in to this supercomputer across the table here, Gregory Ricks, and we'll see if we can come up with some help for you. I know, you just thought you were listening to the radio. No, we can solve some problems for you as well, 504-260-0995. Coming up in this, the final hour of the show, we're going to talk a little bit more about the last Gregory Ricks Live event of the year coming up. It's this Thursday. It is a women-only event, and we've added some more entertaining features to this one. And we kind of hope it thinks, we kind of think it helps sort of nail down some of the points we're trying to get across financially through the metaphor of the wine world. And I want to hear the story behind the hat you're wearing, Gregory Ricks. You're wearing a winery hat. Is there something cool that happened at this winery? You've been to a bunch. Why did that one? Why are you wearing that one's hat? Is this a special winery to you, or did you just need a hat that day and you forgot it? Did they have like a really good hamburger?
Oh, we're having this right now?
Yeah. I'm just airing you out. I didn't tell you I was going to do this in the break either. This is a surprise.
Let's see. That day, this was our second winery we visited. Costa Brown was the first one. And yes, one of those owners lost his house in the fire.
Oh no!
Yeah.
What about that winery?
He lost his house in the fire too.
The main winery where
we were at, there was no problems.
Okay.
There. Now he had old vine vineyard in front of the house too. I don't know about that, but he did lose his house. But that day was a unique experience. Well, the whole deal, whenever you go out there and visit wine country, it's an experience. We were in Sonoma area on this trip, and we went to Russian River Valley also on that. And I think that's where this area is. And that was kind of hard hit and the fires out there as well by chance. But we really had a detailed tour when we were at Costa Brown. And Costa Brown, think of a business to where whatever you produce is already sold, because Stacy was doing on a hunt, had a recommendation that they have some awesome wine. So she was trying to get in and they were full up. And she said, well, can I get on? And then she said, well, I'll buy some wine. I'm sorry, there's no wine available for you to buy. Well, can I join the club? I'm sorry, the club is full. Well, can I get on a waiting list? I'm sorry, the list is full as well. Then it kind of, can I get on a list to get on the list? Well, Stacy actually maneuvered, by the time we were there visiting them at Costa Brown, we were on the wait list to join the club, which is the only way you can get wine. But imagine having a club that's full, that everything you produce is sold. It's bought by the members of the club.
Is your reaction the same as mine? Y'all should start charging more. You're missing the whole supply-demand curve from Econ 1301. I mean, that was first week of the first semester.
Well, they're going to be fair on pricing, but yeah, they've sold it. And that's ultimate. That's like, gosh, that's business I want, that I sell everything I have to the membership. All inventory's gone. So after that, which was pretty cool, and you know, I'm always thinking business and such when I'm anywhere, and you say, well, you were on vacation? No, that was a business trip, but I did enjoy it. Then we went to Benovia Winery.
Is that the one on your head?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that what it says?
Yeah, Benovia, but there was
a wrinkle. Yeah, it was, got it straightened out. And that, they told, because I always want to know the history behind it, the why, the how, the when. And it's just a beautiful place. And the driver, last time he'd been there, the winery was kind of a barn. Now it's this nice looking facility and all. And we went into this wine tasting room, and the host knew the driver as well. I don't know if there's any connect, but they had not seen each other in quite a few years. Hence, he saw the new winery building and all. And it was a wine tasting experience. And he even in talking, and he could tell that we were familiar with wines and tasting and could pick up the flavors in the wine. And then he pulled out some aged stuff as well and sampled. And yeah, we did some business that day because I know about the winery. I know about the wines and how they go about it. And they've got old vines, and the way they keep that going is at some wineries will just once the vines get of certain age, they produce less. So what they'll do is basically cut all the vines, pull them up, let the ground rest, and then replant. And it takes a few years for it to get back to producing, and volume will pick up for quite a while. But they do a rotation, as they don't kill the whole vineyard when it needs to be replaced. It's just as the vines get to a certain point, they will replace those vines and bring in a replacement plant and grow. So they're rotating, and it just keeps that flavor and tradition of that wine in place. So yeah, we did some business, great story, great flavors. And actually we got in a few cases this week, but on the way out, they had t-shirts, hats and stuff. And the fellow said, "Want a hat?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Which one?" I said, "That khaki one." And he got me that. I like me some baseball caps. So, yeah. That's where that came from, just walking outdoors. He said, "Want a cap?" Yeah. Take that khaki one.
That's crazy. That guy lost his house, though.
Yeah. You know, talking about how the story has grown. Even it was awesome story on that trip and all the things that I learned that ties in with our Gregory Ricks live event that we're pairing wine and essentially have a tasting with food pairings there. Reverse example of that. But how that story has grown after we've left with what happens and the people we know there.
So you're going to go back in a few years and they're going to say,
"No,
well, yeah,
I'm going to be back there next year."
I'm just saying, when you go back next year, here in about 5 or so years, they'll start incorporating into the story. It's like, well, there was this immigrant that came here with, you know, 20 cents in his pocket from somewhere else, and he started his vineyard, and then his grandson had his house burned down back in 2017, and you know, then they had to rebuild from there, and we started some new thing, and that led to this. It's going to be incorporated into the story. But we always love the backstories. We were getting some cool backstories at Pasta Bacini last week. Larry Gibbs Construction, was telling us it started with a treehouse.
And him and the treehouse fell out the tree.
Yeah, and he's like,
so he might need to study some more.
Well, you remember one of the other entrepreneurs that we met there, you know, besides the maestro there, Everard
yes.
Marks. So he was in the onshore oil business, and he was doing more exploration and pumping, and he knew about pipelines because that was kind of next to what he was doing. But when the economics of the oil industry completely shifted, I guess that was almost three years ago now.
Yeah, shifted against them.
He saw opportunities because the big guys were shedding things that weren't part of their core business. And so pipelines became available, and he gathered up some capital and got a hold of those, which made me think of this, a big spinoff that's expected next year. BP, we've all heard of that company. That sounds familiar, right? That's had an effect in the Gulf Coast recently. They are going to spin off some of their pipeline assets. And it's one of these, we've talked about this briefly, Master Limited Partnerships. It's one of these Midwest and Gulf Pipeline assets of this BP derivative, PLC. It's about to go up on the market. I almost wanted to call Everard, say, "Hey, there's a deal coming up on some pipelines here from BP. They're expecting this next year," but I imagine he's already ahead of this.
I like me some pipelines.
It's not a bad business to get into. I mean, we shouldn't do it because we've never maintained a pipeline before.
I don't think Everard's maintaining the pipeline himself.
True.
So we wouldn't have to do that.
Yeah, put me in a scuba suit and make me do some underwater tack welding for the first time. You're right. That's not going to happen. But these backstories are always cool. And, you know, when they talk about, you know, these business owners or these one percenters or they're not paying their fair share or, you know, they're evil or they're stingy or whatever the heck. These are regular people. And most of them are just realizing their dream. Not only are they not bad people, they're the ones who we should be cheering them on. We should. I wish more people were that lucky. I wish more people had these kind of success stories. You know, I'm tired of hearing about the guy that's just cranking out his little lunchbox 40 hours a week and drinking a 12-pack every night. You know, I love these stories.
I do, too. And it was unique on Everard's story where there's things are going bad, industry slowing, change is coming, and in a distressed industry, there's opportunity. And that's essentially how they came to get into the pipeline business and very happy about it. You know, and these not are on land. No, his pipes are harder to get to. They're on the sea floor.
But just like we don't know when we're at a market top until, you know, years later, he didn't know that the destruction, the creative destruction that was happening in the oil industry by the price of oil going down to $26 a barrel for a second there, that was a great opportunity for him. You know, because a lot of people, they got run out of business, they got run out of the industry, they're broke, they had their companies leveraged, and they barely got out above water. Sometimes they ended up underwater. But at the time, he didn't know, well, this is great. This is going to open up the best opportunity you've had in a long time.
Well, this
to really
has to
get
be positive with what happened on the auction for leases. They just opened up a massive amount of leasing in the Gulf.
Oh, that's right. That happened this week. The Outer Continental Shelf.
Yeah.
An area now the size of New Mexico.
So got to get it inland to these refineries.
They're going to have to transport it somehow.
Poke that hole.
All right. Financial situations, not quite sure what to do. Call Gregory, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
There's more to winning at life than making a bunch of money. It's also about finding something you love doing. Gregory Ricks here. For me, I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. If you like going fast on anything with wheels, this is the amusement park. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, November 2nd, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. This women's only event will include a unique dining experience of wine tasting paired with the presented Ruth's Chris menu. In addition to this educational food and wine experience, you will also meet the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all your retirement needs. Reserve your seat today, 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
Caroline or Change opens this weekend at the Westwego Performing Arts Theater. The story is set in Lake Charles, Louisiana, 1963. And it's cool to see a story about our area that becomes a Broadway hit in 2004. Caroline or Change, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2. For tickets, call 504-885-2000, the JPAS app or jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Look, you're out there thinking about, oh, this market, I've got to find some safe ways. Avoid the variable for that reason, because it is not a risk-averse tool. But if you're considering it, I suggest you get a second opinion. And we darn sure wouldn't have had a long surrender period.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Definite banking. What's your take on that?
You know, the guy that actually came up with the concept is Nelson Nash. But it is building up cash value inside of a whole life policy. And then when you're wanting to go buy your car or remodel your kitchen, you're borrowing from yourself.
and paying yourself back as if it was the bank. You want to treat it as an investment, but the IRS wants it to still act like a life insurance policy to make sure it works. So you have these mechs that you have to make sure you're not overfunding it. The concept works, but also it's not for everybody because you have to have money to push into it.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
May we all know that nothing ain't cool till you ever knew.
You won't learn this anywhere else. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back, Winning at Life. Weekly Wrap, live financial talk radio. The phone number to participate in the show, 504-260-0995. So we had Wes Blanchard last hour, and if you'd like to hear that, it was some great discussion on why you need a will, estate planning. You can pick it up on our podcast. That when does the Saturday show get put on Monday afternoon?
Whenever Angie gets around to it. So sometimes it'll show up on like the afternoon of the broadcast.
Okay.
At latest Monday, yeah.
Yeah, so one of the key things that came out of that, and we brought this up at the end of the hour, was make sure you have a will. No matter what your question is. It's going to end up, you need a will. Oh, well, I have a trust. Well, you need a pour over will. But there's three parts when you, I just want to define when you, we say you need a will. There's two things that go along with that that are not a will. And that's a health care directive. And it's instructions about if you become incapacitated, coma, on surgery, or on your wind down, and you want it understood of what you're wanting and what you expect to have happen, even though you may have talked to your spouse or your kids and they understand that. And if you don't have it on paper and writing, you're asking them to do something that involves a lot of emotion to that. And then there, if there's three kids, then you know what? You've probably talked to one of them more than the others, and there might be one of the three that's just kind of out the loop because that's the way it is. Having it on paper makes sure everybody understands so there doesn't have to be a disagreement between them.
And you're not making these wildly important decisions while you're at your most emotional and vulnerable.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing is the emotion that's involved. So a will, a healthcare directive, and last, a power of attorney. Who do you trust if you're incapacitated, winding down, whatever the case, and you're needing things handled financially? And there's a lot to that decision, and this isn't where you do a power of attorney and then 20 years later, like, oh, and you think everything's fine and your health has changed and the view from the person that you gave the power of attorney might not be the same. Relationships alter. You might have another significant other or spouse. I'm just telling you this. And what does that bring me to number two that we didn't discuss is update. You regularly should update your estate plan, so that's that will, that's that directive, that's that power of attorney. And you should do this at any life event. And I think buying a house in Mississippi and you live in Louisiana, that's a life event. You need that looked at.
Well, do we have to go through the stories of someone died and instead of the money going to their wife, it went to the ex-wife? Do we have to tell the story?
Well, that comes into the next part is property, title, your assets, and those assets like IRAs, 401ks, annuities, life insurance that has beneficiary designation. And is your property and bank account, are they properly titled? So you need to make sure you review that often as well. So we've kind of got three parts that no matter what your shape is, whether or not you have a trust, no matter how wealthy you are or what you don't have a will, healthcare directive, power of attorney, update, 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 and make sure everything's titled and beneficiaried correctly. That's huge work right there that will make all things better.
You know, some people are happily divorced where we're just friends. It didn't work out, but we still have good communication. You know, we're still friendly to each other. But there's some people who are unhappily divorced. How would you like that angry little ex-spouse that hates your guts be the one that decides whether or not they're going to pull the plug on your machine when you're in the hospital?
Update, update, update.
Update, update, yeah, update. In fact, you may want to just go check on that on the next break. You want to update that so bad.
But if you need to get in touch with Wes Blanchard, that were listen to that and say, God, I need to talk to him. We could set up, if you're wanting to talk to me as well, we'll set up back-to-back meetings where one of us follows the other. Or if you're just wanting to talk to Wes, that's perfectly fine. There's no requirement to talk to me or any other member of the Total Wealth Authority, but you can call at my office, 504-832-9200, or go to GregoryRicks.com. And we have a live event coming up Thursday. We have seats left. Surprisingly, we do. It's a women-only event, so ladies, bring a friend, RSVP, and come to this food, wine pairing. It's going to be a great experience, and you're going to learn something about having an income philosophy, investment philosophy, risk philosophy as well. And that's call the office, 504-832-9200 to RSVP. And you can, we have somebody answering the phone live now, but you can get the confirmation on it will be returned to you all Monday. You have to have a confirmed RSVP to attend the event, and they'll give you instructions as such of what time to be in your chair and so forth and what to expect and any answer any questions that you have. And if you email me, Gregory@GregoryRicks, or go to GregoryRicks.com and RSVP any of those ways, they will get back with the confirmation for you on that RSVP. And if you have a question right now, I know I'm throwing a lot of numbers. I'll let you take that in. But the show, call me right now. Or, hey, you might have a question for James. It happens, doesn't it?
It has.
Yeah,
like
it has
three
happened.
Three or four times it's happened. In seven
In what
years?
Period of time? Seven years. Okay, well, that's pretty good.
Look, it's almost once
every,
a year.
Almost, yeah, once a year.
I'm not a machine, people.
504-260-0995. James, I'm going to keep going so you can catch your breath. He went for a jog around the building during the break, a little exercise. He's a little winded.
I really did, but we're not going to explain why.
Yeah, on Biloxi, do you need a job? It's interesting. There at Edgewater Mall today, there's a career fair from 1 to 4. James, you got enough work going on?
I'm always interested in working in a mall. I know this sounds weird, but
mall cop. Seen that movie? Oh, I want to be a mall cop.
I don't want to be the mall cop. But I did work in a mall for about 2 years, and I loved it. And I kind of learned something about myself. I mean, I already knew this, but I didn't know how strongly it would make you like or dislike a job. I'm a people person. I love people. I love
well,
hearing
their
stories.
That's a people place.
I love if someone comes in and like they sit at your bar, because I was a bartender for a little while too. And they just have a bad look on their face. It's like, I want to hear the story behind that bad look on your face. I want to know what happened to you. Because that's where the best stuff comes from.
I know. Backstories, that's what we love about doing interviews with business owners. No, when, how, and why. Edgewater Mall, job, career job and career fair from 1 to 4 p.m. today. So you have time to get over there. They're offering part-time, full-time jobs at the mall. If you don't know where the Edgewater Mall is, it's on Highway 90 in Biloxi.
Oh, everyone knows where that's at.
Yeah.
I know where that's at.
Even James knows, so mm-hmm. we're good there. But, of course, you got a smartphone. It'll help you get there. Reps of the stores and restaurants will be set up in front of Dillard's, and applicants should be prepared for on-the-spot interview. Like,
oh, how nice would that be?
Yeah, restaurants already got a stove sitting out there, pot of gumbo. What can you do to improve that? Would that be correct?
I don't know if they'd go interview? That far. They wouldn't let you stir the gumbo.
Actually, Jeremiah Tower, I was telling you about, founder of Stars, famous celebrity ref.
Guy.
And that was his Chez Panine. I might have the name wrong, was his first restaurant to work at. And he came for an interview, and they said, come back tomorrow. We're busy. And he said, no, I want the interview now. I came here. And the owner said, we have a pot of soup going, so taste it and let us know what you think to be added. He did that. I said, come back tomorrow and you can start.
Oh, that's cool.
That was his interview. So it made me think about that. Hey, be ready for on the spot interview. Be ready for on the spot cooking is his case. Let me go ahead.
Remember Maggie, our buddy who lives over on the coast, was looking for a little side job to help pay off some credit cards. She just about got her car paid off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, maybe Maggie can swing over there. And look, when we talk about the doom that's been happening to malls, I think Edgewater is going to last more than most because that's not just a local mall anymore. That's now on the tourism strip. And I think if you're associated with tourism, that's going to give you a little more lifespan.
Yeah, big location. Unemployment Eliminators is returning Coast Coliseum and Convention Center in Biloxi on Wednesday, November 1st. That job fair's from 8 to noon, and Department of Veteran Affairs on the Coast Healthcare Systems looking to hire more. Go to sunherald.com. That article's there.
504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
You to our Women and Wealth event Thursday, November 2nd, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. This women's only event will include a unique dining experience of wine tasting paired with the presented Ruth's Chris menu. In addition to this educational food and wine experience, you will also meet the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all your retirement needs. Reserve your seat today. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein.
Myth number 4, I don't have to worry about my credit score because my significant other has a good score. That's a myth there, and also a terrible motto. That is absolutely incorrect, so I would not recommend that. So if he does have good credit, then what you may want to do as a little tip would be, hey, go have them sign you up as an authorized user or something like
Mortgage
that.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our estate planning attorney, Wes Blanchard.
People who have beloved pets absolutely will draw a provision up and says, my dog, my cats, go to who they know is going to take care of them. That's not something that's all that unfamiliar.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The National Council on Aging is the nation's leader of helping people 60 years and older meet the challenges of aging. They partner with nonprofit organizations, government, and businesses to provide services such as utility bill assistance, wellness and nutrition options, and many other everyday tasks that get more difficult with age. For more information on the National Council on Aging, call or visit your local branch. The Jefferson Council on Aging, 6620 Riverside Drive, Suite 216, Metairie, Louisiana, 504-888-5880.
Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event Thursday, November 2nd, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. This women's-only event will include a unique dining experience of wine tasting paired with the presented Roots Chris menu. In addition to this educational food and wine experience, you will also meet the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all your retirement needs. Reserve your seat today. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
With Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. Winning at Life, the daily, weekly wrap. This is the weekly wrap, not daily, weekly, but weekly wrap. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. We're doing live financial talk radio. What about that debt? You need some help? You have a system for eliminating it? You know how those mutual funds work? How those fees work? How about ETFs? You ever heard of an ETF? You want to know what that is? Exchange-traded fund. Why do you have them? Well, they trade at the market. Low expense ratios might help out a bit. Annuities. There's differences between fixed annuities and variable annuities. Is there a place in your strategy, portfolio, in your investment philosophy? It might be because of your philosophy on risk. It's another thing you have to have some rules on to make a decision on when do I get in, when do I get out, when do I sell this, when do I buy that. You can call. We'll talk about it on the show. 504-260-0995. Tracy and Stephanie of Dwell Nola Realty reached out to me yesterday. Tracy normally would call in today and say, hey, this is what I'm talking about, guys, next week. So they're part of the Total Wealth Authority and they're on vacation. I'm sure it's business related, but they're not going to be able to reach us to call in. So here's what they're talking about. And I think it's timely as well.
Are they talking about the Russians, the collusion and the real estate with the Russians?
No, they're not by chance. They, you know, could have been, but they're not. Unless the Russians are wanting to buy some property or something during the holidays, because the topic is purchasing and selling properties during the holidays. So maybe some Russians want some land. I don't know. Though that might be where they get into it. But otherwise, I don't expect them. The Russians are quite busy right now. Mm-hmm. So we don't expect them to participate in the show. But Dwell Nola will next Saturday. And if you'd like to tune in on that middle hour, the 11 o'clock hour, and you can get us on the iHeartRadio stream as well. Purchasing and selling properties during the holidays.
All right. Our next event's coming up Thursday. It's our last event of the year, and it's a women-only event. So I had a cute little exchange here with a fella. He'll remain anonymous, but he was a listener to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks for years, and then recently joined on the team as a client. And he was kidding with me, but my answer was even funnier than his little accusation. He's like, women winning at life. This is a women-only event. That sounds like discrimination, Parker. And I answered, it is discrimination. Absolutely, we're discriminating against men on this one. Oh, don't you feel? And he knows we're not politically correct. In fact, we think that's kind of cute. Cute way to arrange your life, political correctness. Adorable. But you don't expect to have that thrown back at you. Absolutely, we're discriminating. Yeah, we're discriminating in favor of women. We're discriminating against men. But it's not because we favor women better than men or we think men are subhuman and women are awesome. It's just women have more of the negative financial issues. Women need more help with finances. And it's not because they're not good with finances. It's because we usually die off and leave them holding the bag of all of the mutually bad decisions that were made throughout that. Women outlive men by 5 years on average, seeing as how most of us married a younger spouse, guys.
I can just tell you, like, guys, if you have gaps in income, you have less Social Security, you're having less wages, that pension's going away when your wife dies. You know, you have all these things. You're the primary caregiver of family members when they're winding down. Then if that was the case, we might consider having a men's only event. But they just don't have the gaps that women do financially.
And they do it. And women have these financial gaps many times, not because of some shortcoming in their financial knowledge, but because they're so good. But because they're doing things right. When 75% of unpaid family caregivers are women. Now, we don't hear in the news, we don't hear from, you know, the National Organization of Women or whatever feminist group out there talking about the lost wages, the lost retirement contributions, the reduction in your contributions to Social Security means your Social Security check is going to be less for life because you made this decision. But it's not a negative thing. You did it because you're an angel. You're an unpaid caregiver. I mean, if that's not the most noble term of service you can come by, we would like to help people who choose to do that, who choose to be angels, try and minimize the financial impact of doing the right thing. 41% of women caregivers have been forced to quit their job or take a leave of absence. That's where an income gap comes from. And that's something women have to deal with more so than men. Women, 2.5 times more likely to end up in poverty. And for widows in poverty, 80% of them were not in poverty before their spouse passed away.
That's very important.
So that's why we do this Women Winning at Life. Yeah, it's discriminatory against men. Yeah, it favors women unfairly.
We're just maybe giving them a little extra care and looking out for them. And that's your spouses, your moms, your daughters. Think about it that way if you have an issue with it. And I don't think the women have a problem with it. It's just the guys. But guys, you want to have an event without your ladies there? No, most guys want them there. So it's kind of difficult to do a men-only event.
All right, so we have an entire program. It's not just this event that we're doing Thursday. It's called Women Winning at Life. They focus on the 4 Fs. Do you remember the 4 Fs? Fashion, finance, fitness, and food. It's amazing they all start with Fs. But contact us if you have any questions. You want to be a part of it. Even if you don't want to go to the event this Thursday, you're like, dang it, I already have something planned. But you do want to be a part of Women Winning at Life, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. You can call the office directly, the numbers at both the app and the website, or if you want to write it down real quick, 504-832-9200. Gregory, I updated a storyline this week while you were gone on Thursday. We've talked about this guy before. Do you remember the story of Ronald Wayne?
Not offhand.
Yeah, I thought it was the NFL receiver. No, that's Reggie Wayne. Ronald Wayne, though, I remember the story once I read it here, and we got to update it because we talked about him maybe 4 years ago. You know the two Steves, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. They created a little company. What was it called? Orange, pear, banana?
Apple, oh, I believe, right. In their garage.
Mm-hmm. There was the third founder that started with them, Ronald Wayne.
And they did not have apple trees in the backyard.
I thought they did. I thought that's what they named it after. But Ronald Wayne, after a year or two of this, he's like, man, this company's going nowhere. And I want out. I want my money back, okay? And I'm going to go do something else with this other guy who's starting a company, and they're smarter than you, and it's probably going to be more successful, so I need to get out of this dumpster fire group of losers. And they said, all right, well, you can have your shares back. Here's $800. There. We have the shares back. And then after a few months, almost a year or so later, they had to come back to Ronald Wayne with another little contract. And he said, what's this for? And they said, well, sign this piece of paper here, and you just waive any rights to claim any connection to Apple for the rest of your life. You're like, what do you mean, the loser company I got out of last year? You're going to give me more money and I'm already out of it? I just had to sign this piece of paper saying I'm out of it forever? Fine, I'll take your stupid. Why are you paying me money for this? All right, so the guy got $2,300, completely bought out of Apple. But if he had held that stake, that original stake was only 10%. If he had held on to that this week, because Apple had a big pop, and so they recalculate this poor guy's story, $75.5 billion.
They just punish him every time, huh?
It's a funny story, but this guy is now a punchline. He's just this dog that every time you're in a bad mood, you run over and you kick it.
Oh, my God.
I know. How has this guy not committed suicide at this point or just changed his name and moved to Costa Rica or something? But I was joking with Angie. Can you imagine being this guy's wife? Hey, honey, did you unload the dishwasher? No, actually, I didn't unload the dishwasher. But you know what else I didn't do? I didn't give away $75 billion.
Oh, it's painful just thinking about it.
Ronald Wayne. I want to do a little more follow-up. I want somebody to tell me, what did he take that $800 and that $1,500, and what did he actually put it into? What venture was so important?
And I hope he put it in Microsoft or something.
Oh, that would be funny. Now that would be a beautiful irony. But I think about the guys that have been hounding us for the last few months trying to get in the cannabis stocks. How do you know which is the winner and loser? How do you know if you're investing in the Apple of cannabis or if you're investing in the MySpace of cannabis?
Also might be investing in something that is just held in place by a thread that could go away.
Like the penny stock guy? All right.
Because it wouldn't take much, and the feds are back arresting everybody.
Financial situations, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, November 2nd, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. This women's-only event will include a unique dining experience of wine tasting paired with the presented Ruth's Chris menu. In addition to this educational food and wine experience, you will also meet the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all your retirement needs. Reserve your seat today, 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
Caroline or Change opens this weekend at the Westwego Performing Arts Theater. Pause your latest TV binge and experience live local talent rocking a Broadway hit that is set in Louisiana in the 60s. Caroline or Change, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2. For tickets, call 504-885-2000, the JPAS app or jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
What's your pain threshold if something's going the wrong way? Where do you want it stopped? There needs to be a connection between you and the financial professional or financial advisor to make sure you're on the same page.
Gregory Ricks & Associates, the 401k and retirement authority. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I am self-employed. What would you recommend for someone who wants to set up a 401k in that situation?
I would look at a SEP, Simplified Employee Pension. It's a type of IRA. Inexpensive. You can pick your investments and custodian. But for a solo 401k, you're going to need a plan administrator. It gives you a little bit more creativity with contribution matching all expenses to your company. Oh, and profit sharing into the plan to get you to that number. And, oh, your wife can be a part of the solo 401k. And this is all pre-tax money. So you're making all that money, you can dial it back. It's one of the ways to reduce your taxes.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Keep an eye on your money and update you daily. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. Happy Saturday. We got one segment left to get you some help. So instead of just sitting there stewing in your financial situation, worrying about what's going to happen, you can call and run it by Gregory over here, 504-260-0995, 504-260-0995. So the first reading on the third quarter GDP, 3%. 3%. That's been a unicorn that we've been chasing after for the last almost decade here. 2.5% rise is expected. And, you know, when things are going good, when you see the stock market going up and when you see GDP in the positive and things are going good, people kind of get lulled in this comfort zone to where they think they don't need financial planning. And, well, look, it's pretty easy to win in an up market. You can do okay with your financial plans, even as an amateur in an up market. Kind of hard to screw up the last few years in stocks. However, what you going to do in the next downturn? How is your plan going to work in the next downturn? Do you know? You know, you might not need a financial advisor, but wouldn't you like to know? Wouldn't you like to run it through? Because Gregory can just do stress tests for you, find out what happens if Iran gets the bomb or if North Korea can actually make a missile that doesn't explode before it gets over the Sea of Japan. You know, there's all kinds of weird things. A dollar crashing, a gold surge. I don't think we have one for strike oil on the moon yet, but we'll work on that if you want to know. So that's one of the services we offer. I'm just going through some things we haven't talked about in a while. The stress test has been one. The 401k analyzer, we hadn't talked about that in a while. Some of this is just stemming from a conversation I had with the in-laws talking about other things you do besides just setting up people's investments. And so I was saying, well, look, there's a lot of little services in here we don't talk about a whole lot, and most of them are primarily for clients. But I guess if you wanted to come in and just get a stress test on your own portfolio, you know, we could have that conversation as well. Is that open to non-clients, all, some of these services?
Like the stress testing?
I guess if they get a stress test, they kind of become a client of some sort, but you know what I mean,
Not necessarily. It's kind of the process. Depending on the information they provide us in the first or second meeting, yeah, we'll run a stress test. We typically will print a 10-page summary of it, but the actual full version is like 99 pages with all the scenarios and stuff that we run in regard to that. It's quite informative there. Part of that process of, you know, and I always think our business is a two-meeting process, but where are you on the financial path? That's a discussion. You know, the makeup of your portfolio, you know, what balance do you have? Does that fit what you're doing now? Does that fit your risk tolerance? We'll do a risk analysis also for you. And just like Wes that was in here last hour, do a review. Take a look at your will. He did one recently just to verify that it was structured properly. It had been a while. Why? Update. You need to review. If you've had life events, in a lot of cases, there's been a lot of life events, and boom, we still haven't reviewed it again. So those things happen for you in the process anyhow, and what you're getting overall, always, it's a second opinion because you're doing something else, whether you're doing it on your own or it's all just been through your work or you've worked with somebody else in a combination or you've just had it at the bank.
when you come in, this is another opinion you're getting. And if it's looking to fix some gaps or some changes, just going beyond the opinion, yeah, you could choose to want to go forward in working with us. If that's not the case, you're going to learn something to go forward with, or whatever direction that you choose. And this still is America. You get to choose. You know, nobody's going to lock you down. There's no force thing. There's no fee for coming in for a couple of visits to go through the process. And if you want to go forward in working, that's your choice. Nobody's going to like, oh, you got to pay a fee for this. Oh, you've got to sign up. There's no pressure whatsoever. It's your money. You need to be comfortable and you need to be knowledgeable. We're willing to invest some time.
You call it the Winning at Retirement GPS, the guided planning system, but it's intentionally supposed to overlap with GPS, the navigational system, because, you know, you pick your destination and this will tell you how to get there. But if you think about that in reverse, what if you don't have any help and you try and plug into the GPS? I don't know what my destination is, but this is where I'm going and this is how fast I'm driving, and just tell me where I'm going to end up in 30 years. It'll come up with something.
And it isn't like you walk in and we start producing all these things. This is a part of a get to know you, and whoever you're working with or however you're handling it, is you have to talk about, what do you think retirement looks like? What do you think the income needs going to be? Well, I'm 30 years out. Okay, quite a ways, but here's... If you don't have any ideas, we'll help you with that, suggest of where you might want to be in time. We can also take a look going down the road. What if inflation's impacting it and how you should look at it? And there's things you're not thinking about that we will help you fill those gaps. It's like that DNA from the diet. Tyrannosaurus they pulled out the ground.
Oh, Jurassic Park. Yeah,
we've got some DNA, but there are some parts missing.
You're the
frog,
the
discussion,
huh?
So we're going to help you fill in those gaps or give you ideas on things you're not thinking about to plug in there to make this work.
Now, we're not going to recreate the whole half hour there, but there was that one show about a year or so ago where it said, all right, Parker, you want to find out what it takes to retire with $1 million? And we reverse engineered everything and walked me through the process. And it really came down to, with all the complications in there, you know, I got $40,000 in me and Miss Parker's 401k, and this is what we're contributing. This is our other assets. Came down to about, $731 a month is what I would need to contribute pre-tax.
Yeah, and that's one thing. We can reverse engineer it. So if you know what that future looks like, how you envision it, then we can go back and take what you have and what's that gap to get there. What do you need to get there? Or you don't know what that future looks like, but then you could say, well, this is what I'm doing. This is what I have. This is kind of what I think. And we'll discuss what's a reasonable expectation of returns and plug that in and see, where does that take you? What does that destination look like? And what's that capability?
And then you could do the little, like GPS, you know, these things are almost obsolete now, but remember when they used to say recalculating? So we could recalculate, all right, Parker, this is how much money you got. This is how much you're contributing. This is where you're going to end up. If you want to get to $1 million, you need to be contributing $730 a month. I don't have extra $730 a month, but you can also reverse engineer it to where it says, all right, whatever you're saving now, just bump it up 5% next year. 5% the year after that, bump it up by 5% in a year till you get to this number. And then this is how you get to that goal. You can at least be steered in the correct direction. So it's not just an explanation of where you're at and where you're going to be. If you're not where you're going to be, it's how to get there. And now that I know, hey, look, I know I'm behind, but I know if I keep going on this pace where I'm going to end up, I know I got to start saving more, but you know, there's a whole lot less fog in front of my vision of my financial future here. And even though it's not perfect, it's a little better, and I have a better idea of how to get there. Some of this is stuff you got to come into the office for. Ladies, you can dip your toe in the water at our next live event coming up on Thursday. But the Winning at Retirement GPS is what we call it. And it's the vehicle we use. This is what we drive. This is how we do it. It's not called Apple Maps. It's not called Google Maps. It's called the Winning at Retirement GPS. But they serve similar functions. 2 minutes left, Gregory. You got some genius for us in 2 minutes?
Ladies, you should bring a friend. Come to the event, RSVP. It's Thursday. Some seats left. Last one for a while. Sometime beginning of the year, we'll have one where the men can come as well.
See what happens with that one. Just a quickie here. The S&P 500 has been up on a total return basis for the first 9 months of 2017. Unless something catastrophic happens, it's going to be 10 months in a row. But the last time we had the 9 months to start a year with positive S&P moves was 1995. So we haven't done this in 22 years. We're about to do it for 10 months. We're going to have to recalculate the stat here. But it can't go up forever. Are you ready for the next downturn? That's something we talk about a lot on this show. And thank you for hanging out. Remember, if you want to be a part of our next live event, Thursday, 6:30 p.m., Ruth's Chris in Metairie. If you're listening over there in Mosh Point or Ocean Spring, or it's worth the drive. If you're thinking about coming out, it's worth the drive. And no, you don't have to come all the way down here every time you want to talk to us. We do video conferences. We're pretty good with phones, and we get a lot done with email and whatnot. So this may be one of the few trips you have to take over here. It might be worth your time. RSVP at the website, GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or call the office, 504-832-9200.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be back Monday at 7.
I'm James Parker. This has been Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.